Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Time when we need Elvis Duran.
Is that a sausage in your pan?
Host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I just want to say I love you guys. You guys are fabulous.
Oh, I listen to
you guys an hour to and from work every day.
Yeah, we love traffic.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh. What is it? Is it Tuesday? Is that what it is?
I don't even know what it is. It's Tuesday.
Welcome to Tuesday. It's December. Hello.
It is.
Oh, my God. How is this possible?
It's so strange. I woke up this morning. I had to double take on my phone. I'm like, whoa, is this December 1st?
Yes, it is.
And then I was like really blown away when I realized it's still 2020. I don't know. Welcome to the day. Good morning, Froggy.
Good morning.
Hello, by the way, in Jacksonville, Florida, where it's 39 degrees, it's cooler in Florida than it is here in New York. It's so strange.
Wow.
And there's Gandhi and somewhere in Michigan.
Hello.
And there's Straight Nate. I don't know where he is.
Buenos dias.
And there's Danielle in her basement. There's producer Sam. There's Scary.
Hi.
There's Scotty B.
Morning.
All right, it's time to do a show. Okay, Danielle, you do the honors.
Yes.
What do you want to start the show with?
Well, I definitely want to start with some Christmas music because it just makes sense. And I'm loving the Jonas Brothers and their Christmas song. So
which
play
one?
That, please. Scary, which one are we playing?
Like It's Christmas.
That's
okay.
Perfect.
Let's play it. Welcome to December.
The snow on the ground, love in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. Fire is warm, the angels are singing, and I don't want to miss a single thing. Don't want to put an end to all this cheer, but as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never want to stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list, right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing to think about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you, look at the lights twinkling bright 24/7. Every inch of Central Park is covered in white. This could be heaven. And I don't want to miss a single thing. Don't want to put an end to all this cheer. But as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Christmas, never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Season, my heart
Wow. That was festive.
I love it.
I know, me too. Scary, where's the music? There it is. Hey. Well, welcome to the day. It is December 1st. I know, you know, the concept of time just doesn't make sense at this point. I don't even know what day it is, what year it is.
Nope.
I don't know. Froggy, shut up.
Hey, I just can't take this.
I know. I'm not going to do the show if you're going to have that guy in that room with you. All right, so we're watching. Come here, Alex. Look at this. No one. Look at the guy in the room with a straight Nate.
Oh,
Nate.
I know him.
Nate, turn that off.
You said it. Okay, fine.
He's playing with his virtual background on the Zoom.
Don't worry, Nate. I got a picture.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, let's not
I'll change it.
That out.
All right, so anyway, welcome to the room. Welcome to the show. Did you guys have a nice three-day weekend, everyone?
Yes.
Or five-day weekend?
It was great.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I almost didn't come to work today.
Oh.
Seriously.
Okay. Glad you did.
Yeah, we got the tree up. We saw some great TV over the weekend.
Yeah.
Loving the flight attendant, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you guys seen it?
No, not yet.
What is it?
It's a show with Kelly Cuoco.
Kelly Cuoco.
We saw that.
She plays a drunk in the show. She's a flight attendant, and there's murder involved. It's all the things that you love in a good story.
Nice. Murder, I'm there.
What? And Uncle Frank, the saddest movie we've ever seen.
I watched that too yesterday, Uncle Frank.
Yeah, yeah, very sad. Anyway, let's get into the day. Our first caller of the day is Kelly. Kelly had to change her Thanksgiving plans because you were exposed to COVID. Is this true?
Yeah, I was potentially exposed at work, but so far, so good.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You're good? Well, hold on. Bye, Alex. Be careful. All right, Alex is leaving. So wait, you were exposed, but you're not testing positive.
Well, I was potentially exposed, they said. So, yes. As of right now, I'm good. No symptoms. And just had to change my weekend plans just to be safe.
Yeah, what did you do to change your plans? I mean, what did you not do because of potentially being exposed to COVID?
Right.
Just for the holidays, we were supposed to go have dinner with my boyfriend's family and then go see my family. And my parents are taking everything very seriously and being very precautious. So I didn't want to put anybody at risk just in case. So we decided just to do a drive-by Thanksgiving and pick up food and then just eat with the two of us and our dog.
So question, between us, are you kind of glad it turned out that way? A little bit?
Yeah.
I am. It was actually really nice.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, you want to, like, you know, I really want to be with you, but I don't want to expose you. Translation, I don't want to be with you. No, I know. It'll be back to normal next year. Well, look, you're the first caller of the day, Kelly. Thanks for chiming in. What do you have for Kelly? Straight Nate.
Oh, we have a $500 Macy's gift card.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Macy's cool. I mean, they got everything. This is the thing about Macy's. You know, it's a concept. It's a store full of departments.
Wow.
It's crazy how that works.
Right? I know. It's weird. Anyway, have a wonderful holiday, Kelly, and thanks for listening to us, and stay safe, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a good holiday.
Oh, we will. You too. Already are, I guess. It's the holidays, so we're here. Danielle, did you want to say something?
No.
It's Gandhi. Gandhi has the floor. Yes, Gandhi.
I was going to say my boyfriend is at home as well. He has to stay home until the 9th now because he was exposed to COVID at work. So this is getting exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. We're trying to get producer Sam up. Is she working yet?
I'm hoping that we're going to get her through the Zoom room.
Oh.
Okay. So translation, nothing's working.
Took too long off.
All right. We do have a free money phone tap worth $1,000 thanks to our friends at Rao's Homemade, which I cracked open a jar last night. It was so good.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
I did. What are we doing here? I don't even know what
we're
doing.
Let's do horoscopes.
Yeah.
We can't because Sam's not on. So.
Well, it says that she's trying to connect to the audio on the Zoom room. So if she says hello into her microphone, maybe we'll get her through there.
Oh.
I'm ready when she is, but we can go into the news.
Okay, floor. Let's go back to... the whole thing is just melting the hell down. Let's go back to the flight attendant with Kelly Cuoco.
Yeah.
Kaylee, by the way.
Yeah.
Love it. What a great surprise show. I didn't even know it was there. And I said, let's just watch this. And loved it. Have you seen all three episodes, Nate?
I watched 1.5 last night. I had to cut myself off because it was my bedtime. But I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's making murder fun. You know what I mean?
Well, you wait a minute. You yeah. already thought that.
No,
though.
Exactly. You don't.
No,
his murders not that.
His murders aren't that yeah. fun. Oh. No, it really is good. And Kaylee is just she is. I didn't know she was such a great actress.
Yeah,
actress.
And phenomenal.
It's HBO Max, right? That it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or okay. if you have HBO, I guess you yeah. can get it there too. I don't know how okay. that works. Anyway, yeah. So The Flight Attendant with Kaylee Cuoco, fabulous. All Love right. it. Do we have Sam on yet?
No. If you want to do things out of order, we could do the three things.
Yeah, okay, let's get into the three things, and we'll come back and do okay. Horoscopes whenever we figure out what we're doing. Cool. So, you're working, right, Gandhi? Your
stuff I think
works?
This is working. Hello?
Okay. Yes. I hear you loud and clear. What's going on okay. today?
Moderna is officially asking the FDA for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. That'll make it the second vaccine maker to make that request right behind Pfizer. Moderna says their latest results show its coronavirus vaccine was more than 94% effective in clinical trials. The FDA will meet to decide on December 17th, which is a week after considering Pfizer's request. Meanwhile, while advisors to the CDC are set to meet today to decide who will get the first doses of the coronavirus vaccine, the thinking is that once a vaccine is widely available, it will still be in pretty short supply and in need of being rationed by the federal government. President-elect Joe Biden is officially the winner in Arizona and Wisconsin. The state's election results were certified yesterday, making Biden the first Democrat to win Arizona since 1996. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs said more than 3.4 million ballots were cast. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris have officially started to receive high-level intelligence briefings as well. Included in those briefings, the president's daily brief, it's a six-day-a-week analysis and summary from the CIA and other parts of the intelligence community. And finally, this is pretty cool. We all might make some money if we're smart enough. NASA is reaching out to the public for help on how to cut through ice on the moon. It's called the Break the Ice Lunar Challenge, and applicants could make up to $5 million. NASA says that there are two phases. The first phase is going to involve new ideas, and the second will implement that technology. Then NASA will divide a $500,000 prize, and at the end of phase two, the winner could actually end up earning $4.5 million more if you can help break the ice. So that's pretty cool. Start thinking. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. Guys, you ready for Tuesday?
Yeah.
I think so.
Hey, we could call it off right now. We can postpone Tuesday.
I'd be fine with that, too. Whatever.
All right. Come on, let's have a Tuesday. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, this is Katy Perry.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Elvis Duran.
We are a little over a week away from iHeartRadio's Jingle Ball. You're going to watch it. You're going to watch it with us, right? On the CW TV app or CWTV.com. You can listen to it right here. Hopefully, you'll listen in. We've got interviews with your favorite stars. We've got the performances that, of course, iHeartRadio only knows how to produce these things. You know, they really figured out a system. But this COVID thing really had to make everyone stop and rethink everything. But I'm telling you, Jingle Ball next Thursday night, you do want to watch. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be great.
It's going to be so weird.
It'll be weird. It'll be different. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be back. We'll be back next year. I promise you. Well, I mean, we're here this year, but, you know, we'll be back yeah. in the saddle next year.
I can't wait to get pushed around backstage again. It's going to be so exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I'm actually kind of excited we can take a year off, right?
It's gonna be so crazy, like, being, like, watching it. Like, we never get to watch it. It's, like, so mm-hmm. crazy.
Right. And it, usually we're backstage being pushed around by security.
Right.
Not this year. I will tell you that when we do the Jingle Ball at Madison Square Garden in New York, that is a special night because we have been doing it there for, you know, 20-something years, right?
Yeah.
And so the team and all the people who work at the Garden, they're our family. And I'm going to miss them this year.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to miss all of them. Yeah. Anyway, so again, it's Thursday night, December 10th, a week from this coming Thursday, on your CW app or on CWTV.com or listen to it here, of course. Hey, did everyone have a good weekend or long
yes.
weekend, Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome.
Did we all eat until we exploded? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Definitely.
Still exploding.
I got to tell you, the other day I opened the refrigerator and there they are, the leftovers from Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, I can't. No. It's like, and you open the big Tupperware thing and it's all kind of mixed together. There's cranberry yep. sauce mixed with mashed potatoes. It's like, bleh. No more.
No,
I love it.
I think my husband could eat leftovers forever. He loves Thanksgiving dinner. It's like his favorite thing. But me, I'm like, oh, you know, can we order Mexican tonight?
Yeah.
Can we order? Like, I was done.
That doesn't require turkey or ham. How was your Thanksgiving, Straight Nate?
Oh, it was wonderful. Elvis, when you opened up the mashed potato container, did it have that little reservoir of water?
Kind of like,
that, if I don't see that water, I'm fine. But when I see that little water, I'm like, I can't do
Time
it.
To go. Yeah, but that's nature's way of saying, no, maybe not. No, Producer Sam, do we have you connected now?
I think so.
Oh, there you are.
Yay! It works.
Coming in hot. Turn that down, Scary. All right, let's get into your horoscopes. Better late than never, right? Who are you doing them with?
Gandhi, will you help me out?
I would love to. Thank you. If you celebrate today, happy birthday. You're celebrating with Janelle Monae, Bette Midler, and Zoe Kravitz. Capricorn, your day may start off on the wrong note, but take it in stride and allow things to fall into place. Your day is an 8.
Aquarius, take a look at all the facts before presenting an argument. Your day's an 8.
Pisces, shine like the star you are, but be wary of overshadowing those around you. Your day is a 9.
Aries, fuel your fire by doing things that'll keep you mentally stimulated. Your day's an 8.
Taurus, expect a boost of energy to your normal routine and try to keep your attention focused. Your day is a 9.
Gemini, your emotions might be all over the place, so regroup and allow yourself to tackle the problems that lie ahead. Your day's a 7.
Cancer, try to tackle more projects that will put you in a group setting. Your communication skills need a little work. Your day is a 7.
Leo, don't allow anyone to throw you off balance. Focus on your goals and continue on your own path. Your day is a 9.
Virgo, continue to balance your outward directed energy and be sure to not rush into any new projects. Your day is a 9.
Libra, be cautious of making a promise you might not be able to keep. Remember to trust yourself regardless of consequences. Your day is a 10.
Scorpio, before reacting to a situation, make sure your heart and mind are on the same page. Your day is a 10.
And finally, Sagittarius, enjoy the beauty of life around you, but don't spend too much time with your head in the clouds. Your day is an 8, and those are your Tuesday morning horoscopes.
There you go. By the way, I'm glad you're here, Producer Sam. I'm a little confused about a post you put up on Instagram, you and your boyfriend and the puppy and dildos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The dog thinks everything in the house is hers, including my personal toys. No, she didn't touch anything for anyone. Who's wondering?
So, Daniel, you saw the same thing?
Yeah, I was like, oh, why is the dog in this? I'm like, I don't understand. Yeah.
William thinks they're funny, and he turned one on, and then Savannah was like, what's that? It's making noise. Oh, my God, it's for me. And then she tried to, like, grab it, which would have scarred me for my life, but thankfully we got it out of the way.
All right. So you saved your vibrator. We're all good.
I saved my vibration collection. Yes.
Okay, very good. Oh, perfect. Now, we're actually kind of, you know, plugging you in as we can because we now physically have you here. I mean, you're technically turned on in a way. So can you do your... What are we doing here? Should we do feel goods here? I don't know. Yes. Yes, there's the feel goods music. Okay.
All right. Yes. From horoscopes to vibrators to feel goods. Let's do this today. All right. So we all had an unusual Thanksgiving this year, I'm sure. But a listener, Alicia Johnson, wanted me to tell everyone about her professor, who she says is, quote, too pure for this world, because he wanted to make sure every student felt like they had someone thinking about them this year. She sent me a screenshot of the message the professor sent out, recognizing how hard life has been and acknowledging that many students aren't getting to travel home to be with their family this Thanksgiving for the traditional home-cooked meal. So he or she, don't know, invited any student to be part of their family Thanksgiving instead. The professor said his or her kids were ready to make extra portions of every dish while wearing a mask to stay safe and offered to drop off the meal at any student's house as long as it was within a 20-mile radius, which is super sweet. And I know it's not the same thing as getting to go home and be with your family, but if that email made just one student feel less alone, I'd say it did its job. So thank you, Alicia, for the submission. And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line feel goods.
Excellent, Sam. Dinner tonight, anything good?
Thanksgiving leftovers for
still?
Like the next
no,
year.
No, no, no.
Oh, wow.
I cooked
you
got to
move on.
I cooked it myself for the first time. I way overshot portions. Forget it. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thank you, Sam. We love you.
Love you.
I'm glad we got connected. Good luck with the dog and the vibrators today.
Blessings.
All right. Danielle's first report of the week on the way. What do you have coming up, Danielle?
George Clooney does something that I would never have guessed in a million years.
Oh, the Floby story.
Really? Oh, my gosh. You are such a jackass right now. If I could reach into my Zoom room, I would.
Feel free. Bring it on, sister.
No.
I can take it. All right, that and other stories I'll ruin on the way after this.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hi, this is Chelsea Handler.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Hey, what's going on? This is Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
And you're listening to Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Here we go
Danielle,
into the...
And Vicks VapoBath is here to help soothe you with the scent of Vicks. Drop a little into the tub to transform your bath into a magical, de-stressing oasis. Discover the ultimate soothing experience with Vicks VapoBath crystals. Find them in a store near you.
Ooh, I would love a VapoBath.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Hey, so here they come, the holidays, you know, relaxing by a fireplace with hot cocoa. Even if you have no cocoa or a fireplace, it's something you dream of doing, right? It also means sitting around and playing games online, hopping into your favorite game, playing your crew online. Don't let cyber criminals ruin your holiday fun by hacking into your accounts and accessing your personal information, stealing everything you've achieved with your gaming. This holiday season, you need Norton 360 for gamers. Norton 360 for gamers. You get gaming and account monitoring protection on your device, malware and online privacy protection, a no-log VPN that hides your IP address, dark web monitoring for your gamer tags, also PC SafeCam. It notifies you if someone's trying to access your webcam, and also it blocks unauthorized use of your webcam. This is all done with fewer notifications that you hate. No one can prevent all cybercrime, but Norton 360 for gamers helps you level up and be safe. Get Norton 360 for gamers at norton.com/gamers and save 20% off your first year by using the promo code Elvis. That's norton.com/gamers. Use the promo code for 20% off.
And hello there.
Is it Elvis?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I can't believe it.
Well, we welcome you to the show.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I don't even know where to start. So much has happened since last time we were together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were together Wednesday, I guess.
Yep.
It's
yeah.
Been almost
yeah.
a week. We had a Thanksgiving in there. You had your Thanksgiving parade, the Macy's parade, which was different this
Very,
year.
Very, yeah.
Yeah.
It was still good, though. I still enjoyed it.
Oh, I did too. I did
yeah.
too. And we had the big fight the other night. Did you guys pony up your $50 to watch Jake Paul?
No. Oh. I did.
I did.
We did I'm too. Mad, but I'm happy.
And Snoop was so stoned. It was so funny.
I think there was a moment where he was out performing and he was 100% a track. And he forgot that he was a track. And he just like stopped and was talking and he was still singing in the background. I was like, this is awesome.
Oh my God.
This is the biggest mess I've ever seen. Yes.
It was a big old mess. But yeah. And Mike Tyson, good God, I didn't know he was going through all that. He lost all that weight and he got into the ring and.
Still terrifying.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. It was great. What night was that? I don't even know what night that was.
Saturday.
That was Saturday. Yeah.
So
and Sunday morning, Nate Robinson woke up to being the most memed human being on the planet. I almost feel bad for him, but like they said, you don't play boxing.
No, he should not have been in that ring. And then Jake Paul. Seriously.
And then the party he had, like an idiot. Then pissed off everybody in Calabasas. What an idiot.
I'll tell you this about Jake Paul, though, Danielle. In Gandhi, he knows he's hated. I mean, he really has. He's like living that life of like being hated.
He embraces it.
Yep, he's doing a good job.
The hate. Yeah. Anyway, so there was that. Gosh, we had the last episode of The Undoing.
Yeah,
which were mixed reviews there.
Right.
Okay.
I watched. Several of us watched that Kaley Cuoco show called The Flight Attendant, which is fabulous. By the way.
Yeah. Uncle Frank on Amazon Prime. Is it Amazon Prime? Uncle Frank?
I think so. Sad movie. Oh
yeah,
my
very
God,
very sad, but very good and interesting.
Hey, can we talk about your new Instagram account?
Yes,
Gandhi?
Absolutely. I would love it. Thanks.
As you know, our Gandhi, the artiste, she and her boyfriend Brandon, they're pumping out some incredible artwork, and it all started because of COVID, right?
It did, yeah. We just started
And now you have your own virtual gallery online.
Yes!
a virtual gallery. So I thought I was going to be able to get the Etsy shop up and running, and it's really, really an intensive process. So a lot of people have just been asking, where can I see it? So we made a page so you can go see all of the art. And if there's something that you want, of course, you can DM me. But it's been amazing. It was tough to get the page together, but it's together now. So if you want to follow, it's Zoga, Z-O-G-A underscore design. Zoga.
It's so, so great. Of course, it's a virtual gallery, so you see a lot of their artwork and other pieces from other people, right? I mean, I saw some other things in there, didn't
No, all of those are us.
Really?
Wow. Every single one of them, yeah. We've been busy little elves over here. It's so fun, though, and it's so fulfilling, and I think that that's the part that almost makes me want to cry, and I'm going to try not to be corny, but when you get to do something that is fulfilling and it makes other people happy, just like this job, it is the greatest feeling in the world. I love it. So anyone who's already followed, thank you. Anyone who's going to follow, thank you. Thank you guys for being so supportive. It's just great. I love it.
We're so proud of you. Zoga underscore design, right?
Yep.
Yeah, look it up. That's beautiful, beautiful work. So what have I done since COVID started?
What you
just
do?
Ate until I exploded.
No, you got a little doggy.
You have a little dog. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know, but you're actually using your talent. You're using your passion and the color and the everything's so great. And all I do is like I cooked meatballs over the weekend.
Great, do you know I would trade? I would love to be able to cook those meatballs. You are an amazing chef, and I couldn't do that to save my life. So if you're interested in a trade, let's do it.
Okay, done.
And I found out I can make the best banana bread ever. My banana bread is so good. I made 4 loaves over the weekend.
What's your secret?
That's it. Fresh, mushy, squishy bananas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's real. And the more the merrier.
Let's see, Froggy. Froggy's had an interesting COVID.
Oh, yeah. I learned how to get brain surgery and how to recover from an aneurysm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big one. That's
fabulous.
A big one.
But we're looking at you right now on the Zoom. You look really great, by the way.
Yeah, you do.
You look better than you've looked in a long time.
It is coming back. I do have a big, you know, there's the side of my face, the right side, there's a bump where all the work is, and that's going to stay there forever. But it beats the alternative, which is not being here.
So. Yeah, I love the fact that your heart is beating and you seem to be circulating blood in your body.
I like that.
Well, living. I asked the doctor, I'm like, what about this bump and these things and this? And he goes, you realize there was one other option. There was no option C. It was either you're not here or you look like you look now. So it's one or the other. There was no third. I'm like, okay, good point.
You look great from our vantage point.
You do look great, though. Totally. Yeah, really I know you're going to see it way more than we see it, but looking at you every day, I don't see it even a little bit. Even when you turn your head, the only thing I see is a little scar, and I love it.
No, when you and especially when we look at you straight on in the Zoom room, you could never tell in a million years.
Really?
No. Well,
no, you look great. You look awesome.
Thank
but you know,
well, thank you.
I mean, besides the way you look, you look like you feel a lot better.
I do. Yep. I do. I'm getting much better. I'm starting to feel much better about myself. I'm starting to get more energy. Like things are really getting better.
Good.
I got Vito on the line. He says we're forgetting some of the biggest news from the weekend. I don't know what that is. Vito, what's going on?
Elvis, how are you?
Doing well,
sir. We're just driving in from Cranford into Brooklyn to go to work, and McRibs are back.
Oh my God!
How dare I?
Jesus!
I can't believe you missed it.
This is the big story, Gandhi.
I am such a jerk for forgetting that one. I will include it in my next 3 things, just for you.
When's the last time you wrapped your teeth around a McRib?
About 25 years ago. I haven't eaten a McDonald's in about 25 years.
Wow! Really?
In the McRib, you know what's beautiful about the McRib is, I mean, they actually have some big machine that stamps out the form, the shape of ribs.
And the little griddle marks.
Yeah. And then they put that pickle on there, that sauce. Oh, God, I'm so excited.
So good.
I'm so excited. Well, thank you for reminding us, Vito. That's probably the best gift you could have given us for the holiday season. Reminding us that McRib
is
back.
You're welcome.
I hope you have a safe day today. Okay. Thanks for listening to us, okay?
No problem.
All right. Yes, Gary.
Hey, can I give a shout out to Mother Nature? Because on Thursday in the Northeast, it was just gorgeous for Thanksgiving, which it was 65 degrees and sunny.
It was beautiful.
Which now then allowed a last-minute gathering for my family because my sister wasn't going to come to Thanksgiving. And then all of a sudden, my mother's like, no, we're going to do it outside. So we went outside. We ate Thanksgiving Day dinner outside just so we can have a little bit more of our family together.
Well, thank you, Mother Nature.
Thank you, Mother Nature. It was so gorgeous. It was a last-minute play, but
it was a beautiful, beautiful day.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. All right, Danielle. I'm sorry I ruined your big story of the day.
That's okay. Whatever.
I'm sure you'll find something else to make up.
All right. So we'll start out with that just in case you missed it. So over the weekend, George Clooney was doing CBS Sunday Morning, and we learned that he's been cutting his own hair for 25 years with a Flowbee. I cannot be...
Do you believe him?
Do you know?
No, I don't believe it at all.
I don't believe him.
I believe it. And you know what he probably did for... You know what he probably did for Flowbee sales? Forget about it. It probably went through the roof. Crazy. Let's talk about Jake Paul, shall we? We watched him over the weekend win against Nate Robinson. He then threw himself a party in Calabasas, California, and he pissed off the mayor because it looked like there was tons of people there, that they weren't masking, that they weren't social distancing, and he posted, of course, lots of pictures, lots of video on social media, which, I mean, if you're going to be an idiot, why are you posting being an idiot on social media?
He makes a living from being an idiot.
I guess. I mean, he admits to it. I guess. And then Cardi B got in trouble, too, because she tweeted, 12 kids, 25 adults, our holiday was lit. And people were like, whoa, wait a second. So then she said, well, wait a second, I paid for everybody to get tested, but they said it doesn't matter. You're not supposed to have that many people and whatever. So she got in trouble. And then Rita Ora also got in trouble because she was celebrating her birthday in London with 30 friends. And she said, well, I thought that, you know, we were okay, that we weren't under lockdown anymore, but she was misguided because they still were. She apologized. She had to pay a $12,000 fine, and lots of people complained. Yeah, so crazy. We have rules for going to see the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree this year in New York. If you are going, it will be ticketed ahead of time. There will be viewing entrances and exits. There will be a virtual line where you will scan a QR code. They will tell you your wait time, and then they will text you when you can come and see the tree. And you only have 5 minutes to view the tree and take your pictures, and then that's it. And there's only four people allowed in each little tiny area that they're going to have around the tree. So it'll
be interesting.
Bless you, Scotty.
He just sneezed.
Television tonight, The Bachelorette. You've got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on CBS tonight. The Voice is on. So we're loving a lot of things. The Flight Attendant, The Undoing, Jingle Jangle. And I have to tell you, Daddy's Home movies put me in the... I don't know why, especially Daddy's Home 2. It is so good. So if you've never seen it with Mark Wahlberg, so much fun. So check it out. And that's my Danielle report.
Ever.
Yes, you have. Shut up.
No,
that's
I haven't.
That's such a... You've never heard of Daddy's Home?
No.
What?
What?
I don't, seriously?
You've heard of Daddy's Home?
I thought that was a porno.
Yeah. What?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Scary. I will check it out since you brought it up.
Oh, yeah. I love them. Love those movies.
All right. What, Froggy?
No, Scary. I thought that was a porno.
Oh, God. Yeah, the flight attendant. I'm just mad because they gave you a 3-episode premiere is what they call it.
Oh.
And we get a 4th episode, I believe Thursday is when we get episode 4. I hear an echo. Why are we echoing? Hello, echo.
It's pretty wicked. I hear it too. That's not me.
Anyway, so there's that. Let's take a break. We're back after this.
Hey, I'm a brand new listener. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Waiting for the perfect reason to join Audible? Well, here it is, the Audible Holiday Offer. Get their newest all-you-can-listen plan, Audible Plus, only $4.95 for your first 6 months. Listen without limit to thousands of select Audible originals, audiobooks, and now podcasts, including our 15-minute morning show podcast. Go to audible.com/Elvis.
If you're looking for something to do, iHeartRadio personality Elvis Duran may be able to help all of us out.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So look at that. We survived our big old bad Thanksgiving weekend, and here we are gathered together waiting for another vacation. When's that happening?
14 days.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
We are calling these the 14 days of giving.
Yeah.
Because we have 2 weeks left, and we've got so much stuff. So much stuff that we want to give you because we love you. The giving tree is up, by the way, thanks to Scotty B. Look at that.
Oh, nice. Oh. Let me see. Oh, the DeLonghi's giving tree.
I love that tree.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm going to miss the opening. You know how we each would open a present and make all that noise, rattling the paper? It was so cool.
They weren't real presents.
It doesn't matter. It's still cool and fun.
They were real ornaments that I stole, that's for sure.
Nate is very, very, what's the word? Ornery. Is that ornery?
Yeah.
What's that word?
Ornery.
Ornery.
You are very that word today.
I was just that the other day. You said I was being grumpy.
Yeah, you were grumpy the other day. You are the official old man of the show, even though I'm almost twice your age.
Right, I'm twice.
Yeah. Nate is the guy who will walk in and out of nowhere goes, oh, God, I put my back out this weekend.
I did this weekend. Elvis, I'm not telling. I'm serious. That was bad. I almost had to go to the hospital or something.
What'd you do? Like, how'd you hurt your back?
I pulled a skiri because I was stretching. My legs were stiff, so I squatted to crouch just to kind of stretch my legs, my hamstrings. And as I was getting up, I honestly thought I was going to lose feeling in my legs.
Yeah.
It hurt that bad and then popped back in, and then it was just really sore for the next 2 days. So
you are an old man.
So yeah. Wow. You didn't yawn wrong like no. I did that one time.
Oh, yeah, my
Skinny
God.
Skinny yawned wrong, and he broke, he broke a rib.
Sorry.
What's up? What's up, Frog?
I was Danielle was on my house one time. I was brushing my teeth, and all of a sudden, I was on the floor. I couldn't get up.
Oh my God.
We thought he was kidding. We're like, come on, get up. He's like, I swear to gosh, yeah. I can't get up. Oh my gosh.
I was telling my dad I hurt my back. He goes, that happened to me one time. I was reaching for the tea kettle, and I threw my back out. I'm like, who reaches for a tea kettle and throws their back out?
Old man. Oh. By the way, we want you to stay healthy this holiday season, unlike us.
Seriously?
Great segue.
We want to give you a Vicks Be Well basket and $1,000 in cash. It's never been more important to be well. And now we are the poster children for unwell. We have your chance to to win this gift basket full of Vicks products and $1,000 in cash. Vicks is, of course, the world's number one selling over-the-counter cough and cold brand, trusted by parents for 125 years. Go to ElvisDuran.com to enter to win your Vicks Be Well basket and $1,000 in cash. Again, ElvisDuran.com. There's all sorts of fun things going on at ElvisDuran.com, including that. We got that going for us. Do we want to play a game today? Do we have a game?
Yeah.
I think Gandhi actually came up with something.
I have a game for you guys if you want it.
What's it called?
Oh, it's called What Are We Playing With?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
one of you will read the description of a classic game or a toy. Sounds a little dirty, but it's not. So get your minds out of the gutter.
All right. Call us now to play Gandhi's new game called What Are We Playing With? Call Nate now. If he could straighten up, he could answer the phone at 1-800-242-0100. Waiting for that call. Here it comes.
Give me a vamp for a second, for crying out. There's 18 seconds.
Any minute now, someone's going to pick up the thing and ring my ding.
See? Sounds dirty, and it's not.
I know. 1-800-242-0100.
All right.
Any minute now, that phone's going to ring, and we'll pick it up.
They're ringing now. They're ringing.
They're ringing now. Oh, there they are. Why don't we pick one up?
This music is very interesting.
Pick one up at random?
It's kind of
dancing. Yeah, Nate, we'll just pick up a phone call.
I got one.
Okay, we got one.
Oh,
here
yeah.
we go. Hello? Is the caller there?
Hi.
Hello. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Veronica.
Hey, Veronica. How was your holiday weekend?
It was great. How was y'all?
It's over, which makes me mad. We actually had a great time. We took yesterday off because we needed a mental health day after that long, strenuous vacation. But we're back. Hey, welcome to What Are We Playing With? What do you have for her to win? What's Veronica going to win here?
Give me 1 second. I'll find her.
I can't give you a second. We're doing a live show. I can't just put everything on hold.
You just threw this in your hand. Give me one. Hang on.
Nate. Nate's a big old ball of confusion. Are you okay, Nate?
Yes, I'm fine. Just give me a second.
You're not having another stroke, are you?
No.
I can hear him sweating. I can feel it. I can hear it just in his voice.
All right. Okay, Veronica, here we are. Since Gandhi came up with the idea, you can turn the music off, Scary. It's driving me nuts. Gandhi, you go first.
Oh, okay.
What is Gandhi playing with? Here we go.
All right, what am I playing with? I'm small and furry. If you touch me in the right places, I make noises that let you know I like it. Danielle can do me, but when she does me, it drives Elvis insane. What am I?
Oh, I know what it is.
A Furby.
No.
Aww. No. Danielle, what is it?
It's Elmo. Elmo loves you, Elvis.
It's Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo.
You know what? We're just warming up. Oh, please don't ever do that voice again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, I'll give you another one. Ready? Okay, listen, Veronica. I'm usually small and hard, and sometimes I can look like a log. Oh. I can create a tiny person or even a whole village of them. But if handled incorrectly, I can cause a lot of pain. What am I?
Oh, gosh. Lego?
Yes, Legos! Oh,
yes!
Yay! Hit the music, Scary. Hit the music.
Yeah. Oh.
The worst pain in the world, stepping on a Lego. Oh,
the
my
worst.
Gosh.
Ever.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you have it's for awful. Veronica? She won.
I have a $500 Macy's gift card.
Yay!
Stop it.
No.
Baby, thank you.
$500. You spend it any way you want at Macy's. Macy's. Everything on your list is at Macy's. That's why we love Macy's. $500, really? That's a lot.
That's cool.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my goodness.
All right, Veronica,
goodness.
Enjoy it. Hold on one second, okay? Hold on. I like this game. Do you have anyone else who wants to play?
Yeah, we got Kelly.
Kelly, where's Kelly? Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you for caring. You do care, don't you?
I do.
You do. All right, well, welcome to What Are We Playing With? Go, Gandhi. It's all you.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you ready for your question?
Here we go.
I am.
Okay, what am I playing with? Don't be surprised when you first see me, since I'm much smaller than I end up being. Once my parts fit together the way they're supposed to, you'll see something memorable. What am I?
A puzzle?
Yes!
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! You got it! Woo! Yeah, this is so easy.
It's way too easy.
It's, awesome.
It's a huge payoff. What did she just win?
I give you a second.
You can't give me a second. Just tell me what
Nate, what the
hang
hell?
Hang on.
God, you are such a whiner. Nate.
I would find something. Hang on.
Nate, you really,
okay.
really
okay, hit the music, Scary. Hit the music. Kelly, thank you for playing. What are we playing with? We don't know what you're getting because Nate's throwing a hissy fit. You are just a little hissy fit.
Kind of just threw this on. Hang on.
All right. Well, Kelly, thank you for listening.
Wait a minute. What? Isn't he the one that just said we have a million things that we have to give away within the next couple of weeks?
Blow it out.
Yeah.
I thought you would do 2 out of 3, right? So we would have one prize that we're giving away.
Oh.
Nate, can we just give her something?
Yes,
what do you have?
This is what I have. You want an electric s'mores maker?
Oh.
Oh, that would be great. My kids would love that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yay. You just want an electric s'mores maker.
Nice.
Fabulous.
It's from NostalgiaProducts.com. Danielle, don't you love NostalgiaProducts.com?
I do. I actually used my waffle maker over the weekend, and it was the cutest little Tiffany blue waffle maker that I've ever seen. And the waffles were perfect. They were so good, and they were very fast. So I loved it.
Well, she got the s'mores maker.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, the s'mores maker is fantastic, too. You're going
to
love it.
Yeah. You can add s'more fun to family nights with an indoor electric stainless steel s'more maker from NostalgiaProducts.com.
I have that one.
You have that one, Frog?
I have the s'more maker, and it works amazingly. No fire. It's all electric. It's great. You won't burn your house down. If I can do it, you can totally do it. Yeah.
There you go.
Kelly. Oh, that's great.
Well, thank you for listening to us, Kelly. Sorry for the confusion. Sorry that Nate's in such a
I'm not
crappy
in a bad
mood. Hold on one second.
This is just my mood, Elvis.
I can hear it.
Let's play again and make him find another prize.
For the love of God, no.
Okay, here we go. Hit
no,
the music. Let's play another round of what are we playing with?
Yay.
Do you have someone on the line? Who do you have? Scary, just pick up
just
someone.
Pick up line 8.
Don't wait for him.
Random.
Hey, line 8, who is this?
Hey, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. We're so glad you're here to play. We're doing it just to frustrate panty wad man or whatever.
Frustrate Nate.
Oh, yes, it's fabulous.
All right, so tell me what I'm playing with. Ready? Multiple
okay.
multiple people can use me at the same time, and I can last for hours, possibly days. I need some space when you open me up, and playing with me could land you in jail. What am I?
Ooh, Monopoly.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yay!
That's awesome!
Tell her what she won, Nate.
You won a fabulous product from DeLonghi. We don't know what it is yet.
Yay!
DeLonghi Days of Giving.
It doesn't matter what it is from DeLonghi, because everything from DeLonghi is fabulous.
That's
and
true.
And, of course, you just won a fabulous prize from DeLonghi.
And don't forget, today
thank you all so much.
Is Giving Tuesday. And that's part of the DeLonghi Days of Giving.
That's right.
Very important. Yeah, a portion of all proceeds between now and December 18th will be donated to Cookies for Kids Cancer to help raise funds for pediatric kids cancer.
I know. I received a nice little package of Cookies for Kids Cancer cookies yesterday. It was
so good. Cookies are insane that we
they
got
might be
mail?
The best cookies I've ever eaten in my whole life, honestly.
Well, thank you to DeLonghi, and thank you for listening to us. Hold on one second. All right, there you have it. That was a lot of fun. Hit the music, Scary.
Yay!
Just for the heck of it, hit the music. Nate, people are texting and they love it when you and I fight. Is this?
We're not fighting. We're just disagreeing.
There is a big difference.
Okay. You get all flustered.
Well, it's, I don't know.
Is it the music?
It's the music and your impatience. And then when you don't say something and you're waiting for me to get something, that just flusters me.
Well, you know, if we're doing a show, it's live. And I really can't push pause or edit it because it's there.
I know, but I'm only one man here. Crying out loud.
One man. It's a one man show.
Crying out loud. That's a dad term.
Yeah, we do have a $1,000 Rayo's homemade free money phone tap on the way. That's coming your way, maybe, if Nate allows it to happen in about 10 minutes. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says that 30% of Americans could be infected with the coronavirus by the end of the year, adding that some of the hardest hit states like North and South Dakota, that rate could reach 50% there. Throughout the pandemic, he has argued that there are likely far more cases of the virus than reported, since not everyone who gets it shows symptoms or is tested. Meanwhile, advisors to the CDC are set to meet today to decide who will get the first doses of a coronavirus vaccine. The thinking is that once a vaccine is widely available, it'll still be short in supply and in need of being rationed by the federal government. So they're trying to figure that out today. Despite President Trump's claims that he won Arizona, state officials named President-elect Joe Biden the official winner in the state's presidential election. As the vote was being formally certified, Trump phoned in to a meeting in Phoenix where his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was telling a room full of people that the results were false. Trump called the election a scam and insisted that he won Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Those states have all declared Biden the winner, with Wisconsin certifying the results just yesterday. And finally, we've been talking about this a lot. Some dictionaries have announced a whole bunch of words as word of the year. Some have picked just one. Merriam-Webster and Dictionary.com both announced just one. Any guesses what the word of the year for 2020 is? I think it's pretty easy.
Lockdown?
Pandemic it is. Pandemic.
Quarantine.
What a great word.
It's pandemic, but this is the best. From Dictionary.com, the runner-up was Karen. Didn't make it in. But it was a runner-up. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. Your $1,000 Rayo's homemade free money phone tap coming up after this.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. The Morning Show. This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
There she is. Danielle.
Yes.
Were you just hanging out with your kids?
Yeah, we're having a little dilemma in the house right now. It's what happens when you work from home.
Okay. Well, we were sitting here, the song was playing, we were hanging out, and I heard a little kid's voice saying, please help me.
Yes, that was Preston.
Is that him?
God. So, thank God.
So Preston, you know, he's a big soccer player, and he pulled like one of his muscles on the top of his leg because he's nonstop. And he has a training thing today that he probably won't make because of his leg. And so he's very upset. So he's like asking me to help him. So I'm trying to massage it out of his leg.
Okay. Well, you got to understand from my perspective.
Oh, no.
Because as you know, my house is haunted with a kid. We don't know if it's a little girl, a little boy. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Gandhi was talking during the song and about something. And I heard this little kid's voice go, please, please help me.
Yes.
And I'm looking around like, where did that come from?
Oh, my gosh. Did you think it was a ghost?
Yes. And then Gandhi says, I didn't hear anything. And then Nate says, I didn't hear anything. I swear to you, I heard a little kid whispering, please help me.
He did say that. He said he was praying to God for God to help him, and he didn't help him last night.
I
need you to help me. Yeah. And he's sitting on the steps, and I kept saying, Preston, everyone can hear you. We have to go upstairs.
Okay.
And he just was getting so upset. I felt so bad for him.
You don't understand. It freaked me the hell out.
I'm sorry.
I heard a little bitty voice going, please, God help me. I'm like, what? Okay. Just keep that in mind.
You know? 100%. And then Nate's like, well, that's disturbing. And I didn't hear. I'm like, oh my God, you're at the farmhouse. What's going on?
I'm here alone. There's a ghost.
Yep. All right. Sorry.
So now there's an explanation.
That's hilarious. My little guy.
So Gandhi's like, that's all the little ghost said? Couldn't the ghost have been a little more forthcoming?
Yeah.
Yeah, specific. Like, what do you need help with? I will help you. Don't just scream help. I need to know what to do.
Just freak me out. So this morning when I was sitting in my kitchen, pitch dark outside, I'm on the phone with Froggy. And you can see out into the where the parking area is by the garage, right? I see a car's lights flashing. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Oh, hell no.
Well, it was Alex starts his car from inside the house. I didn't know he did that. It's like all these things are happening, but there's an explanation for all of them. So I'm losing my mind, but it's because you people are doing things like this.
Sorry. We didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, please, God, hear my prayers.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He's like, I asked God to help me, and he didn't. Mom, and I said, you just got to give it rest. You got to rest, and, you know, let's massage it, and let's put ice on it, whatever. And he's freaking out because he really wants to go to this thing today. So, I feel bad.
Thanks for freaking out, Uncle Elvis.
I will tell him.
We're about to get into our $1,000 Rayo's homemade free money phone tap. And, I didn't even know they were coming on board this week.
Yeah.
I used Rayo's over the weekend, last night when I made my meatballs. So good.
Yep.
Make the meatballs and then let them rest in a little cauldron of Rayo's.
It's the only one I will use. It's the only one I will order. Even if they're out of it, I do not want another one. I pass. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah. It's so good. All right, well, let's get into the free money phone tap. Here we go.
You got any money?
The free money phone tap.
Yeah, it's thanks to Rayo's Homemade. I don't even know what there is to say about them other than we love them. We're huge fans. And, of course, Rayo's Homemade, it's the best sauce you'll ever find in a store. And a lot of people, a lot of my friends use it and don't tell anyone. They're like, I made that sauce.
Cheers.
Yeah, then you look in the recycling bin, there's a couple of jars from Rayo's Homemade. Anyway, is there anything specific we need to say about Rayo's Homemade, Nate?
Yeah, the copy is right in the Slack room there.
Well, I don't see it. Oh, there it is. Oh. Well, I think I gave them enough. Let me read what you wrote. This is what Nate wrote.
I didn't Rayo's,
write this. Rayo's Homemade knows delicious. Delicious is slow simmered, naturally sweet tomatoes in every jar of pasta sauce. Delicious is ingredients with names you can pronounce like tomatoes, basil, and garlic. Rayo's Homemade. It takes time to make delicious. Rayo's Homemade. Go to rayos.com for more. RAOS.com.
You made that copy come alive, Elvis.
I know. It kind of woke up.
Yeah, it did.
Anyway, thanks to Rayo's Homemade, you're about to win $1,000 if you're caller 100. 1-800-242-0100. Who does the free money phone tap today, Skiri?
David Brody.
Here we go.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
David Brody is here. What's the phone tap all about today?
Elvis, our listener Cheryl sent in a phone tap submission. She wants to phone tap her husband, Jeremy. Apparently, Jeremy is throwing a very erotic bachelor party for his buddy. Crazy stuff going on.
Uh-oh.
However, he told his wife it's just a guy's night out. They're going to go to a bar and hang out. Told her nothing was going on. She found out about the bachelor party and what's going on. Doesn't really care, but wants to screw with him for lying.
Throwing a big old nasty bachelor party? You don't think the woman knows?
So I call as the guy who he hired the strippers from, the boss of that company.
Oh, and I bet you play a good stripper boss.
Oh, hell yeah.
Today's phone tap. Let's listen in.
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy, this is Pete from Marco Bertini. How you doing?
Fine. We all good for this weekend?
Yeah, I just want to go over some things here. I see you worked out a contract with Carlos. We're going to send you Angela and Chloe. I know you requested them off the website. What you ordered specifically, you wanted the chubby coquettes, right?
Well, it's not for me. It's for my friend.
Yeah, no, I know. Steve's the bachelor. I know that. Now, you want to do the numbered ping pong ball lottery, right?
Where they're shooting
Yeah, they're all numbered?
Yeah.
Right, okay, right. And you wanted them to do, would you like ice with that? Where they got him and they shoot him into the cup, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
You want to play hide the hand?
Yeah.
You want to play where'd my watch go?
Yeah.
Angela will bring a snake. She will play hide the snake, but I got to factor that in as well. So $4,600 ought to cover what you wanted.
Whoa. We're covering everything for $2,200.
Yeah, but you know what? We're using a real snake here, pal. I got insurance costs to cover. The snake bites.
That's your deal.
Yeah,
that's
I know,
your
but,
deal.
But listen, pal, if that snake bites an ovary or something, that's a big medical expense.
No, listen. You're talking about an extra $2,400 here.
Yeah, give or take. Okay. Yeah, I'm not
that's
really...
more than double. What would I get for $2,200 if I wasn't getting all the crazy stuff? Just two girls dancing?
Yeah, I get them dancing, maybe to kiss a little bit.
No, listen. We're paying $2,000.
Yeah.
That should get some...
$2,000 for all these games.
It's a ping pong ball. It's a wiffle bat. We just spent in, what, $8?
Okay, you know what? The wiffle ball bat, again, that's a high insurance item. People could get hurt with that. We play hide the bat.
This girl does this for a living. Okay. I don't think it's going to be such a big deal for our party.
You know what?
Extort me?
Let me put it into terms you understand.
You listen to me, okay? We have a deal.
How about I call your wife and I tell her about your bachelor party and hide the hand?
You don't know my wife.
Dude, you called us last week from your house and we got your phone number on caller ID.
Okay, that is shady as.
Now, is it worth it to you to pay me?
You are not going
to
call my wife.
I'll call. I got your number right here.
You're not going to call my wife.
Are you going to pay me the $4,600?
Listen.
You know what, Jeremy? I'm going to call your wife. Goodbye. Cheryl, he's probably going to call you right now. So,
he is.
Okay,
oh my gosh.
Okay, good. Okay, so you have three-way, right?
I do.
Conference him in.
Okay.
We're going to have him as a DJ for part of the bachelor party this weekend with Steve. And he was just calling me and saying he needs all of his extra money for this equipment and stuff. And he's got really angry and he was really just, this guy's nuts. And he's threatening to call the house and he's like, he's going to threaten you and he's going
to
be all angry. And so I just wanted to, don't pick up the phone.
Someone's calling on the other line. I have to get it.
No, that's the guy. That's the guy. That's the guy. He just hung up on me.
I'm not worried.
No, baby. Yeah.
There's this guy on hold. Yeah, his name's Pete. Do you know Pete?
Yeah, that's the guy. He's telling me
crazy stuff about the party this weekend and hiring chubby strippers.
No, what?
He claims...
That's what I'm saying. This guy's crazy, and I don't know what he's talking about.
You told me that it was just you were just getting a DJ, and it was really chill. And what is this about strippers?
There's no strippers.
You know what? I'm going to conference him in.
Don't do that. That's what he wants. He's trying
Hello?
To...
Hello? Cheryl?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here with Jeremy.
Oh, hey, Jeremy!
What the man?
Yeah.
What the was that?
I told you I was going to call her.
What the dude?
Did you or did you not want a free make him cough? Did you or did you not?
That's not the point.
All right, and did you or did you not specifically request Angela, the chubby coquette?
What the are the you snake? Doing? Jesus Christ, man, I'm a married man. You're ruining my life.
Actually, what I'm doing here is phone tapping you. Your wife and I are playing a little joke.
What? What the phone tap?
Jeremy, this is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Eddie's wife told her like last week, so... It's all good.
I knew the whole time.
What the f***?
I don't care at all, Jeremy. I just wanted to mess with you a little bit. I just don't care at all.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
There you go. Dave Brody doing what Dave Brody loves to do. Just pissing people off. Thank you, Brody. There you go. Here's your $1,000 free money phone tap. Thanks to our friends at Rayo's Homemade. Let's go talk to Jen on line 8. Hey, Jen.
Hi, Elvis.
You just won $1,000.
God, I am so excited. I'm shaking.
Good. We like it when you shake. Are you shaking like a dog pooping out peach pits?
Pretty close.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's a shaky dog. Hey, look, thank you, Jen. $1,000 thanks to Rayo's Homemade. Next time you're in the store, pick up a couple of jars and you will thank us. They're fabulous. We love Rayo's. Rayo's Homemade, just the only sauce you'll find in our cabinets. But thank you for listening for the phone tap. Enjoy your money and have a wonderful, wonderful December.
Thank you guys so much. Have a happy holidays.
You too.
Hold on 1 second. There you go. Thanks to Rayo's Homemade, another $1,000 free money phone tap going on tomorrow. Hey, today is Giving Tuesday, and Froggy is doing this Giving Tuesday challenge. Right, Frog?
Yeah, I am. So with me being a brain aneurysm survivor here just recently, most people are not lucky enough that when they have an aneurysm, most people don't make it. So doing all we can for research for brain aneurysms, so we know more what causes them, how we stop them, and how we can diagnose people much sooner. And so, so today being Giving Tuesday, we are trying to raise money for brain aneurysm research. And Elvis, you have been so kind as to match the donations that we are getting.
Wait, I am?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
And So I will. I sent the link to Allie. If we could, we could put it on our socials, and people can go and donate. And for every dollar that's donated, up to $25,000, Elvis has agreed to match the donations for a total of $50,000.
Wait, I did?
Wow! Yeah.
Wow. When did I do that? No, absolutely. Whatever you give, I will match it up to $25,000. And we're going to raise at least $50,000 today. I love that. That's awesome. It is Giving Tuesday. Where can they go until we get the link put up? Do you know?
Allie's going to put it up at ElvisDuran.com, and she will also put it on our socials as well. And it's also on my Instagram story at Froggy Radio.
It's on mine, too, with a swipe up, so you can just swipe up.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Look, we are so, so blessed to have Froggy sitting here in our Zoom room and on our show today. There was a chance he would not have made it. Yep. You know what? Yeah. And he did. And we want more people to make it so they can do their shows too. So I'll match whatever you donate. I'll match it dollar for dollar up to $25,000. So again, check out ElvisDuran.com and check out Froggy and Danielle's socials or their Instagram right now. And we'll make sure you have an opportunity to give. Excellent. We love you, Froggy.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Elvis. Thank you. And thank you to everybody.
All right, let's get into Danielle's report. Danielle.
Yes.
What lies are you making up this hour?
These are not lies. So BTS fans have a chance to get their hands on some of their outfits, like some of the clothes they wore in the video for Dynamite. It's going to go for $20,000 to $40,000, they're thinking, on auction.
Oh,
and proceeds are going to go to Music Cares, which is an unbelievable organization. So know the money is going to a great place, and maybe you can own a little bit of your boys, your BTS. Shawn Mendes' album Wonder comes out on Friday, and he'll be doing a very special live stream on Sunday for Wonder the Experience. He said that it's free, but you have to RSVP to get in there. Also, there's certain, like, I think that he wants you to donate money, obviously, to his cause. And also, there's a certain, like, streaming packages that you can get. So the more money you spend, the more cool things you'll get. And if you are a Shawn Mendes fan, it's awesome. Let's see. The Hollywood 100 is back on Billboard. Mariah, All I Want for Christmas, is number one for the 41st week.
She is the ultimate Christmas performer. Oh, yep.
She has a Christmas special on the way. Did you see the commercials for it? It looks like it's going to be so much fun with so many cool celebrities. I cannot wait till that's on. Rihanna was out with ASAP Rocky, so everybody's wondering what's going on there. Yeah, they're more than friends, I think, at this point. Felicity Huffman has her first gig since the college admissions scandal. She is actually going to be in a show for ABC. So you'll get to see her on television again and not just behind bars. Governor Cuomo says he's expected to open up Broadway in June of 2021. That's what they're aiming for. And as of right now, Hamilton might be one of the first shows coming back.
Wow.
They want to come back on July 4th, which makes sense. So we'll hope that happens. That's what they're planning for. Let's hope it happens.
Wouldn't you love to see a show? Oh. God, I would love to see a musical right now.
Oh my gosh, 100%. And Pinocchio, the new Pinocchio movie will be opening up on Christmas Day. And you guys, you've seen Black Mirror, right? A lot of people I know have seen it. It's very creepy, very disturbing. Well, the guy who brings it to us says that he thinks we've had enough bleakness for this year. So instead, he's working on something better, a mock version of the past year to make us laugh. This is what he's doing for Netflix. Hugh Grant is actually going to be in it. So it might be interesting when it comes out. And tonight on television, you do have The Bachelorette. You have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The Voice is on. But we're liking a lot of things as well. HBO Max gives you The Flight Attendant, The Undoing, Jingle Jangle is over on Netflix, and I know we watched a movie over the weekend called Uncle Frank. It is very disturbing, but I think you really do learn a lot from it, and I think it's something that people should see. So if you get a chance, and that's my Danielle report.
Yeah, Danielle, so Alex walks in and says, our friend Mark Lamberti saw Uncle Frank, and he said he cried. And I said, well, I don't want to cry. I don't want to watch
that.
He said, come on, let's watch. I kept putting it off and putting it off. I'm like, I don't feel like crying. I want to laugh tonight. So we watched it anyway.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
It really is. So
there's a lot of crying going on there.
I cried many times. So.
Yeah. Scary, you need a good cry. Go watch Uncle Frank.
Believe me, I've cried enough during this pandemic. I want to laugh. I want to be happy.
All right. Well, there's not a lot of laughter in Uncle Frank.
No.
No. I don't don't like things that make me sad. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I know, but this thing, it is sad, but it makes you feel. It's a oh, you don't want to feel, huh?
I don't think I want to feel. I want to watch Borat, you know?
Not his thing, yeah.
You know, it's crazy to me. I don't know why. I hate emotional things.
I'm just itching for another episode of The Flight Attendant. I can't wait to see it, where this is going. You're right, Nate. It does make murder fun.
It does. You don't feel that bad.
Oh.
Well, I didn't say
all
that.
Right, well, check that out.
Like some shows you watch, somebody get killed, and you're like, oh, that's awful. But this one, you're like, this is pretty entertaining.
Oh, my gosh, Nate.
Well, with that said, we've got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Elvis.
Okay, get ready for it. Brace yourself.
Danielle.
Why you bring the bad juju in here?
Froggy.
There's FOMO. I have HOMO.
And Gandhi.
Do what I do. Be fueled by vengeance.
Starting your day.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Don't unhappy your holidays by leaving your gamer accounts exposed. Norton 360 for Gamers provides security for your devices, a VPN, and dark web monitoring for your gamer tags. Save 20% off your first year with promo code Elvis at Norton.com/gamers.
Damn it! Damn it!
When we need Elvis Duran.
Is that a sausage in your pan?
Host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I just want to say I love you guys. You guys are fabulous.
Oh,
I listen to you guys an hour to and from work every day.
Yeah, we love traffic.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So, you know what? I put up the tree yesterday. Didn't get a real tree this year.
Okay.
It was delivered to the house.
Awesome.
Thank you, FedEx. And put the tree up, and I'm getting ready. I'm decorating the house, getting ready for the holidays, because Uncle Johnny's going to be spending some time with us as soon as he gets out of the hospital. Is
I'm
he on
so
the phone?
Excited.
You guys want to talk to Uncle Johnny?
Yes.
Hey, Uncle Johnny, good morning.
I'm wild waiting.
Hey!
It's the ring of toupee. This is time for Uncle Johnny.
So, Uncle Johnny.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
So we have Uncle Johnny.
What happened to Uncle Johnny?
That's perfect.
I give him Scary's fat fingers.
I think my fat finger hit the wrong button.
Oh, Scary.
You hung up on Uncle Johnny. So Uncle Johnny is still in the hospital. I mean, God, how long has it been? It's over a month, right?
Yeah. He's been there for a while.
Yeah, and he definitely is doing very well. Thanks to the team of women and men who have just done everything they could do to keep him alive, and they did. Yeah, you know, here he is now. There he is, Uncle Johnny.
How are we waiting?
Sorry, Scary's fat fingers hung up on you. We're apologizing. We're sorry.
Oh, sorry.
So, Uncle Johnny, how are you feeling today?
I feel great. I had a good night's sleep. I've had people in here since 5:30. I'm waiting now on breakfast, and then I go for everything's fine. We're doing good now.
Yeah, you're doing well. Yay. Well, I was telling everyone, I put up the Christmas tree yesterday. I'm getting the house decorated for your visit. I mean, all of your Uncle Johnny Christmas pajamas have arrived. Your bedroom is ready for you. We can't wait to see you.
Yes, I talked to Alex. I said, now, did you put a star on the top of the tree?
A what?
And he said, no. Did you put a star on the top of the tree?
Oh.
And he said, no. We didn't decorate it. We just put it up. I said, oh, so the tree is up, but nobody's decorated it. So what did you do? Have a cocktail?
Yes. Well, you know, step one, it's baby steps, Uncle Johnny.
Right.
The tree is up. The lights are on. We just haven't put any ornaments on yet. That's maybe today. And yes, we did have a cocktail. Anyway.
Well,
we miss you, Uncle Johnny. I can't wait to cook for you. Anyone want to talk to Uncle Johnny? He's right here.
Hi, guys. Uncle Johnny, I just want to say that Uncle Johnny 2.0 is even more coherent than before. You sound great. You sound like you are so dialed in. You really do, Johnny. You sound amazing. I love you.
No, everything's going good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm almost there.
Right.
We were watching videos of you yesterday, like right before we went on lockdown. We did a whole thing with Uncle Johnny in the studio, and I was cracking up laughing. I was like, I can't wait till we can get back to those things again.
Yeah, me too.
I can't wait to see you guys.
What's up, Gandhi?
This,
Do you already have a meal planned that you want Elvis and Alex to make you when you get out of the hospital? Because I'm sure you're ready to eat all the good food.
Oh, I am. But the doctors have given me all sorts of diets I'm supposed to be on. But I said,
oh,
I'll
good.
Do a little of this.
Yeah, you can have a little bite of this and that. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
I don't need that anyway.
Well, this is a weird connection. We're gonna call you later. Are you on the hospital phone, I think?
No, I'm on my cell phone, but that's just next to the bed here.
It's okay. It's cutting out. Well, look, Uncle Johnny, everyone just wanted to hear your voice. You sound awesome. And, of course, you know, Alex has been calling him like every hour. Is he bothering you?
Oh, I love that. He's a sweetheart. I love Alex.
All right. Well, he loves you, too. We love you, Uncle Johnny. We're going to let you go back and get your physical therapy in and get all this stuff done and get healthy so you can come home, okay?
I love you, Elvis. I love all of you. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and thank you for the faith in me and helping me get through this. I love you all.
We love you, Uncle
I love
Johnny.
You, Uncle Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Have a good day. We'll see you in a few days, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye, right.
Bye-bye. There you go, Uncle Johnny.
Aww. He's yay!
It's a miracle. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
We have Froggy. We've got Uncle Johnny. We have and Nate.
Nate.
We have three miracles on our show.
We do.
Yep. We really do.
It's incredible.
We are unhealthy as hell, man. Holy crap.
The wheels are falling off.
Yeah.
Strokes
and very
and
lucky.
Aneurysms and heart attacks. And like, what are you gonna do? Ooh, do you guys have your headlines ready for your around the room? I'm gonna like surprise you with that.
Yes.
Do you? Okay. Scary, what's yours?
Ooh, you caught me off guard.
Ooh, that's a good headline. Gandhi.
Yes, you guys are helping me make a dream come true.
Okay. Danielle.
I didn't get anything I needed.
Okay. Froggy.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, boy. Straight Nate?
How to wrap up Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Oh.
Scary.
You caught me off guard. I'm going to build a story around
you
that.
You the whole time.
You caught me off guard.
I'm going to build a story off that. You watch.
Hey, I know we were talking about this several weeks ago. I'm going to bring it up again. There's a new study out saying the worst zodiac sign to date is Gemini.
Oh, wait. Isn't that your guy a Gemini?
I do believe so.
I think so, yeah.
The runners-up are Scorpios and Sagittarius.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I'm a Sagittarius. Could be
so
true.
This is exactly what we don't need. Another reason for people not to date us. Well, I'm a Leo, so I'm fine. But there's a trend on Twitter right now. It's called hashtag worst relationship, where people are sharing which zodiac signs you should avoid dating. And the three worst are Gemini, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. And this is not something we made up. And don't start yelling at me. I'm just telling you.
That's crap. There's nothing wrong with a Scorpio.
There is. Scorpio's the worst, but yeah.
You know, hey. F you.
What'd you say?
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. I said, hey, F you.
Well, so, I'm married to Gemini.
Forget
so I'm
you.
Just, mm-hmm. I'm kind of wondering how that's working. It seems to be okay. But they're saying that Geminis are the worst. So how do you stack up? Also,
do they give reasons why Gemini's the worst or Sagittarius?
Nope.
They just say it's a consensus. Okay.
Just say, no, you're worst. You're the worst.
I married a Scorpio and she's nuts.
Queen Elizabeth is being forced to choose which royals get to spend Christmas with her because of the lockdown, the COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rumor has it, Prince William and Prince Harry will be banished from the castle because they have kids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's got to stay protected, you know. Not supposed to see your grandparents right now.
Philippe.
That's true.
So there's that. What else are we doing? Oh, did you finally see Run, the movie Run, Danielle?
Yes, I did. Very disturbing. Sarah Paulson is amazing as always. But it's crazy because it really is ripped from the headlines. I have watched a few documentaries on actual scenarios like that were insane. 2020 did one a while ago, and it was insane.
Right.
Yeah.
And she is an amazing actor.
Oh,
she's
she really
incredible.
Is. She's so good.
Of course, we're all talking about what we were watching over the holidays. And I'm telling you, on HBO Max, The Flight Attendant with Kaylee Cuoco is incredible. It's so fantastic. And also, people are asking why we're not talking about the season finale of The Underdog, Undertaking.
Undoing.
And we don't want to talk about it because we don't want to ruin it for someone who hasn't seen
right.
it.
Right. I had to hurry and watch it yesterday because I missed it because I was with my sister. I missed the finale, and then I was trying to get my boyfriend to watch it, and I thought, you know what? Can't even wait for you to catch up because I know everyone's going to talk about it. I have to watch it.
Wow. So I just announced that I'm a Leo. Someone just sent a text in. Do not date a Leo. They take assertiveness and stubbornness to levels of aggression and can be emotionally damaging to people. Am I really bad?
Wow.
God, knowing that, I wouldn't date me either. It's, right? I sound like
my sister's
nightmare.
A Leo, too, and that sounds about right, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
She's the bossiest person I've ever met in my whole life. I love her, but that's just her thing. She can't help it.
Does she, as this listener says, does she take assertiveness and stubbornness to levels of aggression? And is she emotionally damaging to people?
Yeah. Me? She's emotionally damaged me my whole life. Love her. She's my favorite, but that's a Leo. That's for sure a Leo.
Well, you're talking to one. I didn't know I was that damaging.
Yeah, you guys are that way.
Okay, thanks. What's scary?
So wait, if you're Leo and Alex is a Gemini, wouldn't that make for a toxic relationship between the two of you?
Well, you know, one would assume, but I mean, how much stock do you put in this stuff? I mean, do you really believe that I'm a bad person because I was born on August 5th? You know, I don't know.
But you know, there is something to be said about certain behaviors of certain signs, especially with the moon rising and the sun setting, times you were born of the day. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds very scientific, Scary.
I mean, I don't believe in this crap, but you know, my girlfriend
I think
does.
That it could be true, but I also think that just because, you know, the two signs don't necessarily have great qualities, they could still get along really well with each other. You never know.
Yeah.
Elise on line 24. Let's take it outside our circle and talk to someone.
Hello, lady.
Give us a new perspective. Hello, lady. What's going on, Elise?
Oh, you know, just living the dream, sparkling over here. So,
yeah.
my poor mother, God bless her, has called me Queen of the Gemini my entire life. I was born at the time of the date of my birthday on a blue moon and Memorial Day. So it's just tough stuff. But it's like a lot when you're dating a Gemini. You have to be prepared for all 10 personalities, and you never know which one you're going to wake up next
really?
To. You never know.
Wow.
Yeah. Stuff. It is tough stuff.
Yeah, well, see, Alex, I'm married one. I married a Gemini, and I don't know. I don't know if it's because he's a Gemini or just because of he is who he is. I mean, you know, I love him. We have our challenges.
We're a lot to love. We're hard to forget, I think, is what it is. We're hard to forget, I think, is more what it is than anything else. But, you know, we've got all personalities to fit everybody else's personality, and it's great. You just pick which one you love for the day and hope for the best. You know, hold on tight.
All right.
Hold on tight.
She's really leaning into this.
Sounds pretty intense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's true stuff.
Well, Elise, thank you for calling. And you don't seem the personality we're talking to. She seems like a nice person.
Yeah, this
so
one's
far.
Cool.
I mean, you know, I try. I do my best to fight the other ones off every day. So
okay,
you know.
Good. Well, you keep that battle going, honey. And thanks for listening to us, Elise. You have a
love you guys
a safe
so
week.
Much, and I'm glad everyone's doing so well too. You know, it makes my heart warm to know that you guys are all doing great. So
believe it or not, we're still alive. I mean, we're still marching. Thank you, Elise. Yeah. Have a great day. Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
What do you think, Frog?
When Lisa and I first started dating, I mean, many, many years ago, she said, well, you know, this is weird. We're both Scorpios, and that's not supposed to be a good thing. And there were times where it would be a little volatile, and it was rough, and we had a lot of arguments. And we were both very headstrong. But we found a way to make it work. You can make it work, but in the very beginning, she was worried because we were both the same sign and supposedly two signs that don't match.
I don't know. You know, I would hate for someone to throw out a perfectly great relationship because of your zodiac sign.
Right. I know. Imagine that. She would have gotten rid of perfect me if she paid attention to that.
Perfect you.
Think about that.
What's up, Gandhi?
I think, though, reading my horoscope, all of the terrible things about a Sagittarius are totally true when it comes to me. I'm like, yeah, I do that. Yep, that's terrible. So, I mean, it might not be the case for Froggy, but it definitely is for me. So I apologize to anyone I encounter who has to deal with that.
I know, but you know what? You can read down every single sign and what they're all about in relationships, and you could apply each and every one of them to you, to us, to me. I mean, we all have our faults. We all have, you know, some of us are worse than others, I guess.
Who? Names.
Well, I'm no walk in the park. I know I'm a challenge. I get it, but I'm worth it.
Right.
That's the important part.
There is a payoff there. You know what I'm saying? All right. Give me some music, Scary. Let's go around the room. I want to see what this is all about. Scary actually has to make up an around the room to fit his headline, which is, you caught me off guard.
Yeah.
All right, we'll start with you, Scary.
You caught me off guard with your Cyber Monday sale. So I had a gift card for, it's 20% off site-wide on this site. So I'm like, well, I got to use it by midnight so I can get 20% more than my gift card, you see? So if I have a $100 gift card, I can spend $120 worth to get that. My money goes a lot longer of a way. So the point is, I have a bunch of smoked fish being sent to my parents' house this morning because I was like, I have to spend it all. It was like a food site. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to spend it right now. Boom. So my parents are getting all this smoked fish this morning.
Oh, you ruined the surprise.
Well, it's not a surprise, but the point is the Cyber Monday sale caught me off guard, and I felt like I needed to get that 20% extra to take advantage of it.
Did anyone else go online and do some shopping yesterday?
No.
Yeah.
I did not.
I bought some things. Thank you, honey.
Oh,
saving me money.
That's nice.
Hey, Danielle, what's your headline?
So I didn't get what I needed. So once again, I was in Target. I kind of live there. And I went in with a list of 8 things that I needed, including bathroom supplies. I needed, a gift card for someone, some cleaning products. I did not get anything on the list because I got sidetracked by the sweatshirts and the sweatpants and the chocolate and some holiday stuff. And I put it 3 bags later. I walk out and I'm like, let me see what I got from my list. Nothing. No more.
Target is fabulous, though.
I know, but it's terrible. It's fabulous and terrible at the same time. Oh, what are you going to do? Now I got to go back to get those things on the list.
You won't get them. You'll get other stuff.
No.
What was your headline, Gandhi?
Mine was, you guys are helping me fulfill a dream, which is pretty easy to guess what it is. We announced this morning that my art now has its own Instagram page, but I wanted to say thank you to all of you because I feel like with most normal jobs, if you have a side hustle, they're not going to encourage it. They're not going to promote it. They're kind of going to be like, hey, focus here. You guys totally encouraged me to keep pursuing my side hustle and my passion, and you have been great, and you all came and followed me, which is so nice, and I just absolutely love you for it. So thank you. Thank you to all of you for helping me make my dreams come true.
Well, tell everyone where to go so they can follow too.
Oh, if you would like to follow my art page, it is Zoga, Z-O-G-A _ design. Zoga Design. And you can see all the paintings there. It's been awesome.
I love you guys. We're proud of you.
Yes.
I love that you're living your dream. Hey, Froggy, what was your headline?
That ain't going to work.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So Christmas threw up in our house over the weekend, and there's Christmas stuff everywhere. At least I thought it would be cute to put a big fat snowman at the bottom of the television. It covers about 3 inches of the bottom right corner. And then in the top right corner, she put a Santa hat. No, that's not happening. Because when I watch sports, that's where the scores are. They're in the bottom corner, or sometimes they run across the top. And that stuff's not happening. It's not funny. It's not cute. It's got to go somewhere else. Please tell me that I'm right in this.
It's just for a few weeks.
Yeah, it's just a couple of weeks.
No, if you know, football season's getting down to the end. This is the most important time, and I need to see the scores, and I need to see what's going on. The television is not a place to hang your Santa hat. There's plenty of other places to put it.
She's got no room left.
She says there's some Christmas drinking game that when the Santa hat matches up with the person on TV on their head, then you drive.
Oh, yeah.
This is so stupid. Put it somewhere else. Not on my TV.
You are such a Grinch.
Bah,
no, I just hold up things in front of the television. You can put them anywhere else, not in front of the TV.
Straight Nate, what was your headline?
Oh, how to wrap up Thanksgiving, Elvis.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
Well, you take your leftovers and you get a wrap, whether it's whole wheat or spinach or whatever, and you just put it all in there. Mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey, cranberry sauce, everything. It's delicious. It's like Christmas in your hand, or Thanksgiving in your hands. It's fantastic. Don't you get tired of just putting leftovers on a plate? And
I just can't eat. I'm no more turkey, no more ham. I'm turkeyed and hammed out.
Try wrapping it up, Elvis. Oh, totally different experience.
Okay.
I guess I'll have to wait till next Thanksgiving because it's all gone. Hey, I want you to know that I'm going to do an around the room, but mine's a little more serious. Today is World AIDS Day, December 1st, every year. World AIDS Day, of course, dedicated to spreading awareness of the AIDS pandemic spread by HIV. And mourning those who we have lost along the way. And being the older gay guy on the show, I guess I can go out on a limb and say, you know, when AIDS first hit, how it affected our community and our neighborhoods. And we're still feeling those effects today. And unfortunately, a lot of people are out there not protecting themselves because they think, oh, with drugs and this and that, you know, I can manage it. So if I get it, you know, I can be risky. It's okay. You know, that's a risk you shouldn't be taking. For all of us who lost loved ones, especially way, way, way back when, No, you know, risks aren't worth it. So anyway, World AIDS Day, it affects so many different communities. It's not just a gay thing. It's an everyone thing. So on this World AIDS Day, read up on it, learn more at the very least. And if you can help out an incredible organization that helps people and families dealing with AIDS, please do so. And there you go. Let's get into the three things you need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, what's happening?
All right. Health officials are bracing for a jump in coronavirus cases and deaths this week, saying that figures could be abnormally high because of a backlog of data from the holiday. The U.S. reported 10,000 coronavirus deaths and more than a million new cases last week, but Thanksgiving may have led to some underreporting. Cases were still up dramatically in some states, with Washington State reporting a 91% rise, while California saw a 31% jump and New York had a 25% increase as well. So as we've been saying, continue to follow the CDC guidelines. Keep washing your hands, wear your mask, and keep your distance from others. Many parts of the nation today will be getting some severe weather. A winter storm is forecast to sweep across parts of the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and the Appalachians today. The National Weather Service says parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York could get up to a foot of snow. 7 inches is possible in West Virginia. Parts of Tennessee, North Carolina, and Georgia will be getting some snow as well. And in Florida, there's a big cold front coming through. Froggy says it's actually colder where he is right now than it is in New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's 38 in Jacksonville. I think it's in the 50s in New York.
Yeah, so it's cold in Florida today. And finally, Elvis just mentioned that it's World AIDS Day, and it's also Giving Tuesday. So today is going to be billed as a day to unite in a worldwide celebration of generosity each year on Giving Tuesday. Folks are encouraged to give back in ways both big and small in an effort to transform their communities and the world all for the better. And with so many charities struggling this year because of the pandemic, Giving Tuesday means more than ever to more people. So Froggy has something cool going on for Giving Tuesday as well. Did you want to mention that real quick?
Do it, Frog.
Yeah. I am, as a brain aneurysm survivor, I was lucky enough, so I want to do what I can and help others with brain aneurysms, and so I'm raising money for brain aneurysm research with the hospital and the doctor who did my surgery, and you can get the link to donate on any of our socials at Elvis Duran Show, at Froggy Radio, at Danielle Monero, on Twitter, Instagram, and also on our website, ElvisDuran.com.
Yep. Yeah, for every dollar we raise, we'll match it with another dollar, up to $25,000. So let's raise a lot of money.
Yep.
Let's
do it. Yeah, thanks, Elvis.
This is a great idea, Froggy. We love you. Thank you so much for bringing that to us.
Thank you.
And let's take a break. We're back after this.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Masterclass offers over 90 classes on a variety of topics, all taught by world-class masters at the top of their field. This holiday, when you buy an annual membership, you get another annual membership for free. Just go to masterclass.com/Elvis.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It's so funny how this works. I mean, when we started our lockdown back in March.
Yeah.
We had to do our shows in our own homes. We had to just kind of put these studios together, and now we're going live to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where Garrett is in his car.
So crazy,
it's insane. Not far
it's
from our
here.
Our favorite Waffle House is over there, I do believe.
Yes.
I know it's Christmas season. Why Bethlehem?
So I'm actually filming a pilot for a TV talk show that's going to get shipped around in the new year. So, the last 2 days, that's what I've been doing is came out to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to film this show called The Social Bubble. And it's kind of like Guy Code, Girl Code mixed in with The View. And hopefully it does well and people like it and gets picked up. And I have a nice side job.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah, break a leg, as they say.
Yeah.
All right, so live in a parking lot somewhere in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, let's get into the sound. What do you have today?
Yes. All right, so let's talk about one of the winners from Saturday night at the Mike Tyson-Roy Jones Jr. fight was the commentator, Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
Tyson all over Roy Jones Jr.'s Snoop.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue. get your uncle out of there. Get him out. You know, meet me in the backyard. I'm tired of this.
Come on.
Meet me back here, huh? Look at my uncles out there fighting in the backyard.
I loved it. I think that was the best $50 I've ever spent in my life.
My gosh.
It was so much fun to watch all those It was just crazy.
We said the same thing, though. I said, they look like two old guys fighting in the bed. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, they are.
You know.
They
but it was, all, yeah. it was all a ploy for them to tie, and now they can go make even more money on pay-per-view, like, in a year or two. You know, that's
I'll
what's
watch that
happen.
Again.
All right, so we go from Mike Tyson to the Disney sing-along special last night on ABC. Yes, Danielle, did you watch?
Oh, my gosh. Pink's little daughter sang.
We'll get to that.
Amazing. It was so cute.
Let's first start with BTS doing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. He's making a list. He's tracking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus coming to town. Katy Perry sounding pretty amazing, too, with I'll Be Home for Christmas. Christmas
Eve will find me. Oh, one of my favorite songs.
I know. And then
you, but you have to say how she looked. She was dressed as a Christmas tree tied to the top of a car singing this.
Really?
I'll Be Home for Christmas. It was so cute. Yeah, it was really cute.
And then what Danielle was just mentioning, Pink and her 9-year-old daughter singing the Christmas song. Santa's on his way.
He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Oh my God, how old is she?
Yeah,
nine. I don't
know.
She's nine?
She sounded so good. To see if
reindeer really know. Wow.
See what you're missing not watching the Disney holiday sing along?
I know.
Guys.
How did Seacrest do?
He's great.
He has a big beard. Did you see? Not that type of beard. He has a big gruffy beard like that. And you know what I was wondering? I was wondering if he had the same backdrop that you guys used when you did the Jingle Ball filming together.
Was he in front of a fireplace?
Yes, sitting on a big chair. Was that the same backdrop?
Yes. Really?
Yes, it was. Like, I thought so. I was like, this is going to be the same backdrop.
They're recycling the backdrops.
I think so.
But you didn't have that many Mickeys. You didn't have that many Mickeys in your background, though, probably.
No.
Oh, that's so wild. Anyway, you know, his house in L.A. is for sale for $85 million, if you want to pick that up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
Let's do that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
It's a little fixer-upper.
Yeah.
On Friday, we got new music from Jennifer Lopez. You might have seen the cover art where she's butt naked. This is In the Morning. If you love me, say it in the morning, not just in
the evening, only when you want my body, want my body. Oh, my God. I love that. I've never heard that.
Full song's there if you want it for later on.
And she looks. Did you see the cover of her album?
Oh, my God, yes.
In her 50s? Oh, my gosh. Goodness
God, I
gracious,
hope I look
amazing.
Like that when I'm in my 50s.
Right? Me too.
Me too. Yeah, me three. All right, so we have a little boy explaining how a peacock got the name peacock.
You know, a turkey's not a peacock.
A peacock.
A peacock.
Right there.
That's why they're called peacocks, because they pay all over the place.
Okay.
He's so cute.
They pee all over the place. That was his TED Talk. And then I don't know if you saw this on Thanksgiving. Alex Trebek giving a Thanksgiving message before Jeopardy started. And it was very interesting to watch and also hear right here.
Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in spite of what America and the rest of the world is experiencing right now, there are many reasons to be thankful. There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing. Keep the faith. We're going to get through all of this, and we will be a better society because of it.
Oh, wow.
Man, you can hear how weak his voice was getting. Oh,
yep. But his message was so strong. Love Alex Trebek. Gosh. And you're a good American, Garrett. Thank you so much.
Garrett.
Thank you very much. Break
a leg in beautiful Bethlehem.
I'm right next to the Chiquita Banana Factory, and I'm pretty sure I smell bananas.
That's where they manufacture bananas.
That would make sense, yeah.
They're over there installing them. They're installing them in those yellow cases right now. Thank you. You're a good American, Garrett. Fabulous.
Bye-bye.
Danielle, bye-bye. You ready to go, Danielle?
Sure.
All right. What do you got going on?
All right, so
I want to hear that J-Lo song.
Let's talk. Yep. You got that picture though. When I saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's not fair. It's
how the
not
hell?
Fair.
Yeah, and then you listen to the lyrics, and she's like, not only in the evening when you want my body, I
would want her body all day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Morning, noon, I'll take it.
Yep. So George Clooney was talking to everyone on CBS Sunday Morning, and he said that he's been cutting his own hair for 25 years with a Flowbee. And I know a lot of you think you might have been joking, but I don't think he was, and I think Flowbee sales are going to go through the roof. Didn't you buy a Flowbee, Elvis? What happened to your Flowbee?
We threw it away.
You did?
It didn't work.
Oh, okay. Well, it works for him. If you didn't see Jake Paul over the weekend with his fight, he beat Nate Robinson. Sorry if it's a big spoiler, but I'm guessing it's
beat his ass.
Yeah. And then he threw himself a party in Calabasas. And the mayor was pissed off because there was a lot of people. He posted it on social. Many were maskless. And it just not cool. Cardi B also got in trouble over the weekend. She tweeted, 12 kids, 25 adults. We had this holiday lit. And people were like, hello. That's not allowed. You're not supposed to be having that many people. She said everybody was tested. And she was sorry if she offended everyone.
Yeah,
and then
a lot of celebrities had their pee-pees whacked this weekend.
Yeah, Rita Ora had her pee-pee whacked. She issued an apology because her 30th birthday party, she had a lot of people there. She said, I thought that they lifted the restrictions, but my bad, didn't happen. I was misguided. So she said she's sorry, and she had to pay $12,000. $12,000 fine. Crazy. If you are planning on visiting the Rockefeller Christmas tree this year, which a lot of people still are, you have to get tickets ahead of time. There's a viewing entrance and an exit. There will be a virtual line where you scan this QR code, and then it tells you what your wait time is and when to come back. They basically text you, and you only have 5 minutes. You can't stand there forever and be like, ooh, ah. You have to just take your picture, post it to social, and get the hell out of there. 5 minutes, and that's all you get. On your television, HBO Max gives you The Flight Attendant, The Undoing. Also, Jingle Jangle on Netflix. People are loving it. Uncle Frank on Amazon Prime is an amazing movie. The Bachelorette tonight, CBS gives you Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and a little The Voice. And that's my Danielle report.
So, Carla Marie and Anthony, home for the holidays.
Oh, yay.
Are they coming in? I think didn't they just spend 2 weeks in Jamaica or something
like
that?
Yeah, I think it was 3 weeks, actually.
Oh, my God. Well, nice. They are alive and well. Their podcast never sounded better. We have invited them to join our family of podcasters. And so we're going to talk to Carla Marie and Anthony in like 20 minutes. So hang on. Nice. We're back after this.
Want to be a part of the next conversation? We're watching everything you text to 55100.
Now you're on the radio talking about it, which is my favorite thing ever.
Standard data and messaging rates may apply. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So, for a lot of us, being home is more than just being at home. We're working here, too. I mean, if you know what we're talking about, businesses are now being run from kitchen tables. Studios are set up in basements and in Froggy's guest bedrooms and things like that. If you're a business owner, you know that since COVID hit, everything's different about running a business, including hiring. ZipRecruiter is going to help you out. They make hiring faster and easier because you can do it all from one convenient place. Whatever room in your house you want to hire someone from, you can be in there and do it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. So no matter where you're hiring from or who you're hiring, ZipRecruiter does all the heavy lifting for you. They use their matching technology, scanning thousands of resumes and profiles. They identify the qualified people for your job, so only qualified people can apply. If you're really interested in a candidate, you can invite them with a click of your computer. It's all you have to do. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in the first day. Right now, use it for free. I set up a website for you, ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. Try it for free. Hire from whatever room you want to hire from for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nate. The gift cards are great, but you forget you have them sometimes.
Yeah.
I love them, and I love receiving them. I hate trying to remember that I have them.
Yep. Elvis, I don't think Elvis ever remembered he had any of the ones we gave him because we stopped giving you gift cards because we figured out you weren't using them. So that's why we give you like wine and stuff like that now. But Scotty was the one who figured out Elvis isn't using these gift cards. And we actually tried to figure out if we could use them ourselves after a while.
Well, wait a minute. Scotty, you were checking up on me to see if I used gift cards?
Yeah, there was a Pottery Barn gift card. But before we gave it to you, we took the number off the back and we watched it for 8 months. And we decided that after a year, if you didn't use it after a year, Danielle and I were going to split it.
What do you, Why didn't you just tell me?
Well, I mean, you wound up using it or giving it to somebody or something because it's zero balance now.
Ah. But you forgot for 8 months that you had that gift card.
I know, but just because you get a gift card doesn't mean you have to use it that day.
Well, no, I never do.
Yesterday we were cleaning up and we found a Toys R Us gift card for $100. Can't use it anymore.
Oh, right. That sucks. Yeah.
Do you remember?
I think scary. Like, you know, I don't think Toys R Us is out of business.
But they're not online.
Oh no,
it's a different company now.
They're back. Oh.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Elvis, Garden State Plaza has one.
Do you remember like 5 years ago? You came in after Christmas, and there was a stack of stuff, all of your papers that you just collected over the course of 2014. You take this stack of papers and you go, "Goodbye 2014, hello 2015," and you threw it in the trash. And I'm like, "Did you go through that?" Because there was like Christmas cards, and there was a $500 gift card to wine.com. You just threw in the trash.
What?
With the rest of
last year's.
Oh my
God, that's a waste.
That's so unlike me. I don't know. Gift cards are great, but you do have to remember you have them.
Yeah. You forget.
That's the problem. At least most of them don't depreciate anymore. Remember when they used to? When you used to like look it up and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's $10 less on this right now. I need to use it now.
I think that's a federal law. I was reading on that. True story.
They can't do that anymore?
They're not allowed to depreciate.
Wow. Oh, good. Okay. That's good.
Well, get me back this horse up a little bit. So, Scotty, you were checking up on me to see if I had used the gift card.
We checked it once a month just to see.
And you guys never told me anything.
Well, no.
Well, what would we have said? Hey, did you use that gift card yet? And then we kept asking. You'd be like, what the hell do you keep asking me this stupid question for?
They were planning on splitting that thing. Why would they tell you?
One year we gave you a Restoration Hardware gift card. Did you ever use that one?
I don't probably know.
I'm sure I did. I love Restoration Hardware.
And I remember. Now, this is back in the day before Venmo and before we always would Venmo the money. So I was collecting cash for your gift. So I went in there with this wad of cash. I think people thought I stole it from somewhere. And I handed it to them and they're like, what do you want? I'm like, I need a gift card for this much money. They're like, okay.
Like, now I feel awful.
Maybe you used that one. I don't know.
I'm sure I did. I just like the fact that you're sneaking around behind me, like checking up on me. I think that's
watching your purchases like a couple creeps. I like it.
That's why we send you wine now. You drink it, and we know you drink it.
Stephen Levine, one year called and said, you know, we got you that Oliver Peoples gift card, you know, for new glasses, new sunglasses. You still haven't used it. I mean, well, how do you know that?
Well, see, always look. When you get a gift card, if the pin is scratched off, then somebody's messing with you. Because we scratched the pin off your card. You didn't even notice.
Oh, okay. Elvis, I'm convinced if you actually used all of the gift cards you've gotten over the years, you would single-handedly crash the economy. Because all of this money is like, oh, God. It's back out of our system.
You guys are not painting a very good picture of me.
We did get you a spa gift card once when you were staying in Miami for a while. I think it was at the Fountain Blue or something. And you used that one. You were very thankful and you said, this was exactly what I needed. So I do remember that one being used.
Yes.
We got smart. Now we just buy you alcohol.
That's it.
Yeah. You know it's, that's not going to go to waste.
It's not going to go to waste. Not at all.
You'll use this.
Oh, God. I had a whole something prepared for this break, and I've been sitting here letting you guys beat the crap out of me.
You with love.
Yeah, lots of love. Hey, have you decided that this is the year that you're not getting anything for anyone for Christmas?
I got a group text yesterday where I think my friends were trying to get to that point, but then one of my other friends slid in and was like, well, I already got you guys all Christmas presents, so that went out the door. But it was attempted. It was attempted.
And I felt guilty the other day because I sent a text to all the women on the morning show, and I said, hey, I need your addresses. Sent you just a little something, because the girls always exchange with each other. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like, oh, damn, maybe they didn't want to do it this year, and I just put that out there. I shouldn't have put that out there. Like, and I felt guilty a little bit.
Well, Alex and I are going through
this. No, I want
to. We go through this every single year. And we both say, okay, we have everything we could possibly ever want in life. It's silly to go out there and try to outdo each other. And, you know, because you do. You feel like you're in a competition almost. Yeah. Like, well, if you gave me that, then I got to give you this. Which is just bogus BS. We shouldn't even think of it that way.
Yeah.
So this year, I swear to you, we both promised we wouldn't do it. But I think he's buying me something anyway. So I'm going to, you know, Christmas morning, I'm going to open up a gift and he's not going to have anything. And it's going to make me feel like crap. That means I've got to buy him something, but not tell him I bought it for him. What is this game we play with gifts?
But it's true. That was in the movie on Netflix, The Holiday. So She buys the boyfriend she just started dating a gift, and he's like, oh, thanks for that. And then she puts her hands out and closes her eyes, and nothing comes. And she's like, what do you mean you didn't get me anything? He's like, we said we weren't doing that. What do you mean? What do you mean you didn't? And then she said some really vulgar things after that. But it was
good. I can't believe you're ruining the holiday movie for me.
I really didn't ruin anything.
How could it be?
Hey, so let's catch up with Carla Marie and Anthony. As you know, they left the nest and they flew out to Seattle, had their own morning show for a while. Now they're in between shows and they're still doing their podcast. And we've hired them back. They're a part of our Elvis Duran Morning Show podcast. Family. So we're going to talk to them and see what they're up to. They just spent 2 weeks in Jamaica. How did we get that job?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll have them on for you. Are they going to be in the Zoom room?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we get to look at them. All right. Nice. So Carla Marie and Anthony, old friends coming back, family members. We'll talk to them in a second after this.
Miss part of today's show, Elvis Duran on demand.
Who is your guy? Friggin' daddy.
Every show posted every day. Search Elvis Duran on demand. Only on the iHeartRadio app. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Every single Christmas, my mother would get a tear in her eye when all of her kids came home. And I feel that way right now with Carla Marie and Anthony back at the table. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello,
good morning.
Great. Yeah, so they're in Seattle. Where they're just, after their 3 week trip to Jamaica.
Yeah. Hello.
That was kind of fun.
Looked awesome.
Yeah, that was the best 3 weeks ever.
Got so much sun, drinks. It was amazing.
Oh, wow. Hey, Scary, we got to get them in some new equipment. Their equipment sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. There's nice big red microphones.
Yeah, but you're all muffled. Why is that? Why can't.
That's called Zoom audio. It's awful.
Yeah.
All right. And also that decoration behind you. Who put that together?
Poor Carla.
Target. I mean, things are a little lacking this year, okay?
Why does it look like there's like material hanging down from the tinsel?
I think it's supposed to be a stocking.
Stockings, but they're just like broken.
All right. So you're having a jankety Christmas. That's fine. That's okay. We love you.
I love it.
Anyway, welcome to the show. We have many reasons to celebrate. First of all, we made it almost to the end of the year and we're all alive, which is how we did that.
That almost didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. But also, you guys are bringing your podcast to the Elvis Duran Morning Show podcast family, right? Is this true?
Friday Friday is back where it originated, and we're obviously very grateful for you for letting us come back. But obviously, this is where it belongs. This is where our podcast started 6 years ago, more than 6 years ago.
Yeah, and when we got let go here in Seattle, when we got replaced at our morning show jobs, we didn't know what was going to happen with the Friday Friday podcast. And then Elvis swooped in, as he often does. He saved the day. He said, guys, you can just do the Friday Friday podcast back under the Elvis Duran Morning Show network. And here we are. We got to launch it back up on Friday.
I love that. You know, as far as our podcasts go, I think you guys had the very first podcast on our show, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't want to brag, but
they did.
Well, maybe.
They did.
I really think you did. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, okay. So where do I get it? Do we have a podcast channel? What do we do? How do we do this?
I'm pretty sure it's wherever you get your podcast. Yeah. And, of course, obviously on the iHeartRadio app.
There you go. Perfect.
And all you got to do is search for My Day Friday. Super simple.
So are you missing being on the radio? Are you loving life?
Loving Both. Sleeping. It was kind of rough getting up this morning to come talk to you guys because it's 6 a.m. here. And but we've been doing our show on Twitch just like we have been last time we talked to you. And it's been so cool getting to do that. So that part of my life is currently being filled while also getting to sleep in a little bit. So it is very nice right now.
Yeah, I would say like most people, I don't miss the morning show hours necessarily. Right. But I do miss obviously our normal audience that we got to talk to every single day, Monday through Friday, you know, all that good stuff.
Hey, so, well, you know, you're living this life that a lot of people are living right now, being between jobs. You know, and how has that been for you guys? I mean, you've been out of the station for how many months? Like 3 months?
Four months.
So how is it, life unemployed?
I would say it's interesting doing this as like a shared experience with so many people around the country. When we got let go, there were so many people that said, you know what? I got let go during this time too. And here's how I bounced back. It's going to be okay. I know you feel terrible right now, but we're all going to get through this together. And it's weird on our Twitch show, which you can find at twitch.tv/CarlaMarieAnthony. We have this weird, like, unemployed, like, network of people, like a little group that it kind of hangs out every morning. So that's pretty cool.
Well, I will say that every once in a while, like, there is this fear that creeps in and, like, oh my God, though, like, am I ever going to have a job again? Like, what am I going to do? And every once in a while that comes in, I'm like, no, go away. Come back after the holidays. We can't talk about this now.
All right. Well, one day you'll have to face reality.
Yeah.
I don't know. But by then, hopefully someone smart will hire you guys. I don't know. Okay. Questions for our Carla Marie and Anthony. Anyway, go.
Okay. All right. I have a question.
What?
So if... just say the opportunity comes along that they say, oh, we just want Carla, or oh, we just want Anthony. Ooh. Is that an option, or do you come as a package?
We've discussed this, and we would be fine splitting up. I mean, we've put so much work into the Carla Marie Anthony brand that obviously that's ideal, but we are fine working separately in some aspects. But on the radio, I think that would be weird. But
I wouldn't know what to do on the radio, actually. But if it was the right situation, of course, we would figure it out.
I have an idea. The Carla Marie and Scary Show.
Oh, okay.
We know what you're not going to do. You'll never, ever have to be my assistant ever again because, well, you sucked at it.
That's still the best story when he booked your flight someplace else.
Oh, yeah. But you're much better at what you're doing now. Absolutely. Well, yeah.
I just want to defend myself. I did want Elvis to see the world more, which is why I like booking his flights to different cities and passing through other parts of America.
I was supposed to go to Portland, Oregon, not Portland, Maine.
That's amazing.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
And you ruined my surprise birthday party. Let's see what else you did as a pet assistant.
No, the surprise cake that was supposed to be from some TV show on the desk, on my desk, which was also really Elvis Duran's desk.
I didn't know that one. That's new. Yeah. My mom keeps asking me if I can go do my old job at your show. And she goes, can you just go back to Elvis and do your old job? I'm like, Mom, someone else is doing that.
Take the job.
We hire whoever we want. If you want to come back, you're always welcome here. Gandhi, what are your thoughts with Carla Marie?
Yes. Hi, guys. So, Carla Marie, I know that you talk about side hustles all the time, and you have a little podcast about side hustlers. Are you two doing anything in the meantime as a side hustle while you're doing this as well?
I guess Twitch or Monday Friday is a side hustle to Twitch, or Twitch is a side hustle to Monday Friday at this point. We have talked about launching merch and just random little other ideas of things that we can do now that we have this time, because like time is the biggest thing you need to do any of this. And I know there's like other things that I've wanted to do small business related in that world of helping other small businesses. And now is the time to do it. So I've been working on some stuff, just nothing's official yet.
Wow. Well, so Gandhi actually launched her online gallery for her art. Ooh, did you see this on Instagram? It's unbelievable.
I did, actually. And I entered. This is actually one of the best parts about being let go from iHeartRadio is I entered the contest that Gandhi has going for the camera and the work of art.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
So I'm eligible now to win.
That's a cool contest. I gotta say, it's a good one. You want to get in on that contest?
It's worth getting canned so you can enter the contest.
Yes.
Now I've got to win it.
What advice do you have for people who have lost their jobs and they're in between or just out there looking for their next adventure? Like, what's your advice?
My first piece of advice, because a lot of people we know have gotten let go recently. And the one thing I'll always say is whatever feelings, whatever emotions you're going through, they're all valid. So when you're angry, that's a valid response. When you're sad, that's a valid response. All of those, when you're actually excited for the future, that's also a valid response. And it will get better. And those bad days will become fewer and further between. But you have to let yourself feel all of those emotions and go through the process.
And I think that whenever you're the one getting broken up with, whether you're the one getting dumped or you're the one getting let go from your job, it sucks. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you need that kick in the ass to be better and to move forward and find what's better for you and what you're actually passionate about. And what I keep saying is to people who get let go, write down 100 things that you like to do, period. And that's how you can find your next passion or your next job, just by the little things that you like to do.
I don't think Carla Marie told me to do that.
I will say, you know, we were in close contact with each other while and after you were let go from iHeart. And, you know, I had to bite my lip sometimes, and I would shut up because I wanted you to – I didn't want to deflate anything you were feeling. I wanted you to feel it all. But I felt awful for you. I wanted to say encouraging things at the same time. But no, you know, I've been fired in this business. This is radio. The fact that I've had this job for this long is unbelievable in this business. But, you know, along the way, I was fired several times. And every single time, it was the best thing ever. Yeah. I just, you know,
on our Monday Friday podcast that we just got to relaunch again this past Friday, we actually ended up talking about you, Elvis, a lot. And I think one of the main reasons you've been able to do what you do for so long is not only because you're so good at it, and we talk about this a lot, but it's really because you're such a great human, and the way you treat everybody around you is different than almost anyone else in entertainment. Not
We've
even
heard
just
horror
radio.
Stories yeah. about
oh
all
yeah,
the radio hosts. Like
they're all true. They're all true.
I know, Gandhi. I know that they are.
Oh, trust me, they're true. I've worked for some real jackasses, and trust me.
But I can't say anything bad about Elvis.
Wait, wasn't there someone that you, when you walked down the hall, you weren't allowed to look them directly in the eye or talk to them in the hallway? There was somebody.
I know.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. Scary would disagree with you, probably.
No, but... you know, I would say that Danielle and I are actually kind of lucky because we've never known any other boss.
Oh yes,
Elvis.
Oh yeah, we are so lucky.
I'm not your boss. I'm not your boss. I'm not the boss.
You know what I mean?
Radio right. hosts, but
yeah, radio.
I just wanted to know, if not radio as a next gig, are there other occupations you guys are even open to? Let's say radio's not in the cards.
I mean, I've been working out a lot, so if I have to hit the pole at some point,
come on, Anthony.
If anyone's doing it, it's Anthony. Scary, to answer your question, seriously, yes, I am completely open to all careers just out of the gate right now. I'm looking at this as like a clean slate to be able to start over, do something creative, but it doesn't have to be radio for me.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, Frog.
So for the first time in like a decade, you guys aren't technically coworkers anymore. No. So does that mean you can hook up now?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Froggy, it does.
It does. And what I've been telling people on Instagram who have been asking is once our Twitch channel reaches 100,000 followers, we will start dating. So
really?
Get married. So twitch.tv/CarlaMarieAnthony.
I wouldn't do that. You're still business partners. I know. I always stay away from that.
I thought you would have hit it in Jamaica.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Well, look, Scary. We love you. I just, you know, if you're listening to our show for maybe the first time, you're a new listener in Toronto listening to Proud FM, whatever, you're like, who are these people? I'll tell you who these people are. We are a family. We just always have been, always will be. We'll always have each other's backs no matter what happens to this career. I mean, it could all be flushed down the toilet tomorrow. Sometimes I wish it would be. It'd be kind of
Will
fun.
You stop?
No. But no, that's what we are. And I'm hoping that anyone and everyone listening to the show, use this as an example in your life. You know, you have these people in your life. You may not be blood relatives, but you are your family. And you should always look out for each other. Because I know you guys, you know, when I'm old and senile and I need someone to take care of me, I know you'll be there for me to wipe.
We will change your diapers.
Spit
we
off
promise.
My chin. Yeah. Wipe my butt after I go poo. You ready, well, Carla Marie?
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care. Is there a Christmas party this year or no?
No, there's no Christmas party this year.
Of course.
The year we can come back.
Sorry, there's no Christmas party. But anyway, we love you guys. So again, if you want to listen to their podcast, it's available right now. Anywhere podcasts are sold. Yeah, go down the list of your properties. I want to hear them again. It's so impressive.
iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Google Play.
No. Everything you're doing. All the projects you're doing.
Oh my God. You can go to twitch.tv/CarlaMarieAndAnthony or just search us on Twitch and you could watch our show there live or replay. And of course, we have My Day Friday. And then I also have the Side Hustlers podcast with Carla Marie where I talk to small business owners.
And of course, you can find everything on Instagram or Facebook, Carla Marie and Anthony. And I hope for this holiday season, everyone can find themselves their own personal fairy godfather like Elvis Duran.
Yeah.
I'll be your fairy godfather.
So much. We love all of you guys so much.
I'll just
love
be your
you
fairy.
Guys.
It doesn't matter. All right. We love you guys. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Stay safe.
Merry Christmas.
Carla and
Anthony.
You.
Love you. We got to take a break. We're back after this.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hiring is challenging, especially with everything else you have to consider today. But there's one place where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. That place is ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
David Brody is here. What's the phone tap all about today?
Elvis, our listener Cheryl sent in a phone tap submission. She wants to phone tap her husband, Jeremy. Apparently, Jeremy is throwing a very erotic bachelor party for his buddy. Crazy stuff going on.
Uh-oh.
However, he told his wife it's just a guy's night out. They're going to go to a bar and hang out. Told her nothing was going on. She found out about the bachelor party and what's going on. Doesn't really care, but wants to screw with him for lying.
Throwing a big old nasty bachelor party? You don't think the woman knows?
So I call as the guy who he hired the strippers from, the boss of that company.
Oh, and I bet you play a good stripper boss.
Oh, hell yeah.
Today's phone tap. Let's listen in.
It's Jeremy.
Jeremy, this is Pete from how you doing?
Fine. We all good for this weekend?
Yeah, I just want to go over some things here. I see you worked out a contract with Carlos. We're going to send you Angela and Chloe. I know you requested them off the website. What you ordered specifically, you wanted the chubby coquettes, right?
Well, it's not for me. It's for my friend.
Yeah, no, I know. Steve's the bachelor. I know that. Now, you want to do the numbered ping pong ball lottery, right?
Where they're shooting
Yeah, they're all numbered.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. And you wanted them to do. Would you like ice with that? Where they got them and they shoot them into the cup. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
You want to play hide the hand?
Yeah.
You want to play where'd my watch go?
Yeah.
Angela will bring a snake. She will play hide the snake. But I got to factor that in as well. So $4,600 ought to cover what you wanted.
Whoa. We're covering everything for $2,200.
Yeah, but you know what? We're using a real snake here, pal. I got insurance costs to cover. That snake bites.
That's your deal.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Your
but,
deal.
But listen, pal, if that snake bites an ovary or something, that's a big medical expense.
No. Listen, you're talking about an extra $2,400 here.
Yeah, give or take. Okay. Yeah, I'm not
really. More than double. What would I get for $2,200 if I wasn't getting all the crazy stuff? Just two girls dancing?
Yeah, I get them dancing. Maybe they kiss a little bit.
No, listen. We're paying $2,000.
Yeah.
That should get some
$2,000 for all these games.
It's a ping pong ball. It's a wiffle bat. We're just spending, what, $8?
Okay, you know what? The wiffle ball bat, again, that's a high insurance item. People could get hurt with that. We play hide the bat.
This girl does this for a living.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be such a big deal for our party.
You know what?
Extort me?
Let me put it into terms you understand.
You listen to me, okay? We have a deal.
How about I call your wife and I tell her about your bachelor party and hide the hand?
You don't know my wife.
Dude, you called us last week from your house and we got your phone number on caller ID.
Okay, that is shady as
Now, is it worth it to you to pay me?
You are not going to call my wife.
I'll call her. I got your number right here.
You're not going to call my wife.
Are you going to pay me the $4,600?
Listen.
You know what, Jeremy? I'm going to call your wife. Goodbye. Cheryl, he's probably going to call you right now. So,
oh, he is.
Okay,
oh my gosh.
Okay, good. Okay, so you have three-way, right?
I do.
Conference him in.
Okay.
We're going to have him as a DJ for part of the bachelor party this weekend with Steve. And he was just calling me and saying he needs all of his extra money for this equipment and stuff. And he got really angry and he was really just, this guy's nuts. And he's threatening to call the house and he's like, he's going to threaten you and he's going
to
be all angry. And
so
I just wanted to, don't pick up the phone.
Someone's calling on the other line. I have to get it.
No, that's the guy. He just hung up on me.
I'm not worried.
No, baby. Yeah.
There's this guy on hold. Yeah, his name's Pete. Do you know Pete?
Yeah, that's the guy. He's telling me
crazy stuff about the party this weekend and hiring chubby strippers.
No, what?
He claims
that's what I'm saying. This guy's crazy, and I don't know what he's talking about.
You told me that it was just you were just getting a DJ, and it was really chill. And what is this
be...
about strippers? I don't.
No, it's not. There's no strippers.
You know what? I'm gonna conference him in.
Don't do that. Don't do that. He's like, that's what he wants.
Hello.
To...
Cheryl?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here with Jeremy.
Oh, hey, Jeremy!
What the f***, man?
Yeah.
What the f*** was that?
I told you I was going to call her.
What the f***, dude?
Did you or did you not?
Christ.
Did you or did you not want a free make him cough? Did you or did you not?
That's not the point.
All right, and did you or did you not specifically request Angela, the chubby coquette?
What the f*** are you snake? Doing? Jesus Christ, man, I'm a married man. You're ruining my life.
Actually, what I'm doing here is phone tapping you. Your wife and I are playing a little joke.
What? What the f*** is a phone tap?
Jeremy, this is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, Eddie's wife told her like last week, so it's all good.
I knew the whole time.
What the f***?
I don't care at all, Jeremy. I just wanted to mess with you a little bit. I just don't care at all.
Elvis Duran phone tap. This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
CVS pharmacists have a proprietary search tool that actually analyzes ways to help lower your prescription costs. So come in or call today to get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacists for details.